Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hit them with their beat one more time. You are now tuned in with Chinchilla Keep Up and Rockin' Productions.
The time changes just like the season. There's a time for love and a time for hate. A time for peace and a time for war. Who wants that drama? Who wants that war? Fully loaded, knock, knock, knock it down your door. See through metaphor, sharper than a metal sword. I hit them with that raw, homie, keep it at a four. But, naked, how my rhyme's so sacred. Now my time got taken and I'm feeling at a loss. Roll them up, shake them while you trying to cupcake them. I can never phone fake, you niggas lost in the floor. No static boss, colder than Jack Frost. The beat bang hotter than a volcanic frost. A tectonic plate trying to shift in the glow. The big earthquake about to make them explode. They need a safe place, trying to find a safe haven. The blackbird flies high, goes raving. Amazing how they all get prepared for the store. But how are they already ready for that war? Possession of the meat. Until that day, I guess I never see sleep. Ever since I woke up, I never, ever, ever snored again. I've been chilling here, battling war.
What it is, good people, what it is like. I want to welcome y'all to another episode of No Good Hump Day with your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, No Good. Don't you know No Good? You better know shit. But what it is like, good people, oh, shit, man, it's hot. Another hot day. The summer is still here. You know, it ain't left nowhere, motherfuckers. I don't care how many of y'all went back to school already. It's still summer. Shit, I remember when school used to start in September. Maybe I'm an old nigga, I don't know. But school used to start in September for me. I ain't had no track, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go back to school earlier and earlier, it seemed like. I don't know what the hell, but shit. Welcome back, y'all. For real, for real. How y'all feeling on this No Good Hump Day? That's what I want to know. So call me up. Dial the number. It's 718-664-9115. Once again, that number is area code 718-664-9115. Press that number one when you're ready to go live. And let y'all folks know that I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm on air now. I got 2 hours. Might go into the overtime hour, but maybe not, because I'm hot as fuck and I got a lot of shit to do. You know what I mean? Man, I've been taking care of business, y'all. I really have been. So I don't have a scheduled topic today or anything like that. So, shit, call me up. If you got something you want to talk about, let me know what it is. Like, hit me up, 718-664-9115. Press that number one to go live. Like, right now, I see a caller out the 267, caller 844. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good, man? This is Curtis Entertainment, man. You can find me on Twitter at KURTIZENT, no spaces, or you can find me on Facebook at KURTIZ816 at gmail.com. Man, just tuning in to you, man, you know what I mean? Just checking out what's going on for the day. Yo, and it is true, yo, because what you were saying about school and everything,
yeah, it
is starting earlier now, you know what I mean? Like, because I remember when I was in school, it wouldn't start until, what's the holiday that's in September? What is that?
Yeah, Labor Day, after Labor Day.
Yeah, it wouldn't start until after Labor Day. Now, they're getting in school, like, way before, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And then, the other thing that I, another thing that I seen was when I did live in Minnesota, it got cold quick as hell in Minnesota. Like, y'all don't have the full y'all have all four seasons, but it'd be more snow on the ground longer. Like, it starts snowing in Minnesota like around the middle of September, around October.
Oh, no bueno.
Huh?
That's no bueno. Not good.
Yeah, it's not early as hell there. But a subject that I would like to, yo, and every time I get on y'all, I get on Next, I get on you all's channel, I get on Air It Out, and I get on Blast Your Thought Show, and nobody ever want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, Illuminati. Why is that?
Oh, man, well, shit, let's speak on it. Tell me something that I might not know about the Illuminati, bruh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, on some real shit, yo, people don't want to really realize what's going on. Like, my son, he's 10 years old, right, and I remember watching, I think he was maybe like 2 years old, and I was watching a commercial. This lady, she was in the grocery store, she was shopping, and she got done finished shopping, and instead of pulling out money or credit card to pay for her food and all the stuff that she had bought, she had a barcode in her hand, and she slid it across the thing and just walked out the store. Now, that was 10 years ago. Yeah. Now, right now in Europe, they have that in their skin. Some places, to get in a club, there's a club, I just seen it on TV, there's a club to get in, you gotta scan that to be able to get inside this club. Now, if you really read about the Bible, I'm trying to throw all this in all in one. If you read about the Bible and you believe
mark
in
the
God,
beast.
Yeah, the mark of the beast, that's the mark, the 666. Now,
right.
If you get that, you know where you going, you know what I mean?
Straight up.
Don't get that.
Well,
don't
not straight
that.
Up, I should say straight down.
yeah, you already know where you going,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And what else did I want to say? Yeah, now the Illuminati has a part to do in that, because it's the one world order, and they have a lot to do with that. But the Illuminati has more control over TV, radio, and movies, because if you pay attention, they control everything that's on the radio. They ain't going to put nothing good. Like, say, for instance, you go on TV, right? They going to show more things about bad mess-up. They're going to show more fucked-up shit on TV, not just at 10 o'clock, Well, I think it shows at 11 in Minnesota, I believe. I think it shows at 11 in Minnesota.
I mean, not to cut you off, bro, but, you know, I'm a fan. I think the show is funny, but it's definitely not appropriate for kids. But Family Guy comes on at about 6 p.m. out here in California. And don't know, kids need to be watching that. You know, that's something for, like, Adult Swim. But, you know, Family Guy, for instance, that comes on during the day. It's a cartoon. Of course kids are going to watch it. You know what I mean? So, and that's very inappropriate, and it's very suggestive. So I definitely understand and know what you mean by that, because the media is definitely controlled by the Rothschilds, who also control the banks. And, you know, that's just Illuminati. It's a lot of Illuminati symbolism goes on throughout not just the United States, but all over the world, because that's what they are trying to push, that one world government. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and people don't realize what's going on. I think they just want to keep their eyes shut and just live their life, but you can't live your life without them in your life, because they control a lot of what's going on, and people don't realize.
They do, but you're right. People just need to open up their eyes, because a lot of people, their eyes are wide shut right now. They don't. And the people that are becoming aware of it, because this is the informative age, a lot of shift in consciousness is going on, and people are becoming aware of what's going on thanks to the internet and things like that. But they still turn the blind eye to it. It's like, oh, well, it's not going to affect me, but it affects everybody in the community.
Yeah.
So
because remember when, I don't know how old you are, but I can remember as a kid, there was no nudity on TV. There was no cussing. There was none of that on, you know what I'm saying? The radio used to, the TV used to shut off at a certain time. You ain't watching TV. Like, it would
all the way to like 5 a.m., and then you hear the national anthem come on and see. I'm an 80s baby, so I remember that shit.
Yeah, I am too. I was born in 81. I'm 31 years old, so I'm an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying? I remember when there was prayer in schools. They cut all that out. You know what I mean? Like, you know it's getting bad, yo. How you gonna take God out of schools? And then they want to know why the kids is bringing guns and they selling drugs and they beating up the teachers and you know what I'm saying? You didn't take out of school what needs to be there, God. Because without God, we wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't even be able to wake up in the morning. You wouldn't even know how you breathe. You know, I tell people every day, how is there not a God when there is a cow that eats green grass and gives us milk? Can a human being can't think of that?
Right.
Impossible. You can't think of how to make a cow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like how do you how can you explain the stars stuck in the sky and they've been there for billions of years? Didn't no Big Bang put that there? I live in Philadelphia. 500 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was walking these same streets that I walk today. How can you explain that? You can't.
I got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
How can God bless stolen property?
How can God bless stolen property? What do you mean by that?
One of America's logos is even on the dollar bill and coins and everything, you know, God bless America, or in God we trust and all of that. But
and God,
America
and
was
America
stolen
was
from
stolen.
The natives, right?
Right, it sure was.
So
sure
I think
was.
That's a contradictory statement to say God bless America when America is stolen property and God doesn't believe in stealing, killing, lying, cheating, all that other shit. You know what I mean?
I don't know, I'm a Christian, but then sometimes in my mind, you know, I be thinking like, yo, like, there's so much stuff about Christianity. I mean, I believe two things. I believe God did die on the cross for our sins.
Okay, here we go. So did God die on the cross or did Jesus die on the cross?
I believe that Jesus Christ did die on the cross.
But God and Jesus are two separate people, or are they the same?
They're all the same person. God is Jesus Christ. He's the Holy Spirit, and he is God. He's the Trinity, the three people. Now, hold on, though, before we get too deep into this.
We're going to take it there tonight, bro. We're going to do that for the people, for real. Because a lot of people don't talk about shit like this. They're scared to talk about it. But
they are scared to talk about it, but you know what I'm saying? this is something that's really going on. I mean, you got to really realize this. I mean, sometimes, yo, I'm a Christian I mean, my mother says I'm a backslidden Christian. I believe it because I cuss, I smoke weed, you know what I'm saying? I drink every once in a while, I sin, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I want to know. When I die, and, like, how do you know if you're going to heaven or hell?
Right.
How do you know this for sure? Don't nobody really know where we going. It's just something that we believe. The same as Muslims believe in Muhammad and Buddhism. They believe in Buddha and all the other religions that's out here. I don't get mad at nobody for what they believe in, because everyone has to believe in something. If not, then you probably wouldn't be surviving and doing as good as you is today, because
right.
everyone has a higher being that we all believe in.
Right.
But I believe that the real God is Jesus Christ, God, or whatever you want to call him, because I have been in situations in my life, facts, I know this for sure, that if I wouldn't have called on his name, got on my knees and said, Jesus Christ, please help me, I wouldn't have made it out of it. I would have not made it. And I know that he is up there somewhere, but I have a human mind that thinks about other things, so I don't know for sure, but I'm just believing that. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I do. I understand where you're coming from, for real, but, you know, it's definitely a touchy subject, because
yes.
no one knows. I mean, the people that die, they don't come back and tell us, oh, yeah, it's for real, or it's fake, or, you know what I mean? So you don't know. It's just all based on your faith and your belief, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, as far
right.
as, like, an invisible man in the sky, I don't see it that way. I don't think of it like a Santa Claus type of a, you know, entity that's floating above in the sky watching us like that. But I do believe in one creator of the universe, the entire universe. Earth is part of it. You know what I mean? He created us all. You know what I mean? And he, you know, of course, I think things like what's right and what's wrong is just, it's natural to the mind. As a kid, you know when you're doing something wrong because you look around and make sure your mama not watching. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So you just know right from wrong. If you continue to do wrong, then definitely you're going to have to face some consequences, I believe, whether it's in this life or the afterlife. Because a lot of people that's doing wrong right now, government, hint, hint, they're doing great right now. They're having heaven on earth, but we're stuck in hell.
Right. Yeah, this is going to be the most heaven for some people, and then for some people, this is going to be the only hell that they see. That's what I believe. Like, the people that are going through it right now, like the simple people like me, like you, like the simple people that's out here that are making it, but we ain't billions and trillionaires. I think this is the only hell that we will see if we believe in Jesus Christ, because if you read in the Bible, it does say that he is coming back. And he will come back to get the good and the just and the people that are going through this hell right now. Because I watched TNT. What is the Christian channel? I can't remember what channel it is or what's the name of it. But it's a Christian channel that comes on TV. And they drilled a hole. This is scientific. They really showed this. They drilled into the earth, drilled to the middle of the earth. And they sent a microphone down there. You can do this. You got the money for it. You can do it. And they sent this microphone down there, and I swear to God, you heard screams, and you heard, yo, it was crazy. Now, this is not made up, because they was right there doing it, and they showed it while they was doing it. So it has to be a heaven and hell somewhere. I don't know if it's here. I don't know if it's there, but it is somewhere. This is how you know that there is spirits. You ever been around somebody and it just didn't feel right?
Yeah, like, definitely. I can speak on that. Well, my sister passed away in 2004, and it was like immediately after, for at least 2 months, it was just weird occurrences going on. The phone would light, it wouldn't ring. the cell phone would just light up, you know, no buttons were pressed or anything. It would light up. Then sometimes the house phone would ring and no one would be on the line. My computer turned on by itself, you know what I mean? And, okay, who did that? So I think definitely that it might have been her spirit, you know, just trying to communicate to us. She maybe has been, I don't know what to think of it because I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But her daughter was only 2 years old when she passed away. But her daughter was just talking, you know. No one's there. You know, little kids, they say they have imaginary friends and all this and that. We like, who are you talking to, Stacey? She said, I'm talking to my mommy. And she went back to talking to her, and like she was really looking at someone and everything. So I think that children who have innocent minds anyway, they can definitely see spirits, you know, good spirits and all of that. So I do believe in, you know.
Now if you believe in spirits, then there is a God and there is a devil. Because if there's a spirit, that means that there's a good spirit and there's a bad spirit. So there has to be a God out there somewhere.
Definitely. It's a yin and a yang to almost everything. Or I should say, everything in life. Wherever there's a positive, there's a negative energy. You know what I mean? Even energy is a good energy and a bad energy. And that's pretty much what this universe runs off of, is energy, you know?
Yeah, we're all neutrons and protons and all that good stuff.
Right.
But we all turn back into dirt when it's all said and done.
Right. Now, one thing about it, what's up with so many religions, though? What do you feel about that? Like, I don't know. All of the religions cause war, so I don't think being religious, maybe, you know, watch my words, don't take it too literal, but I don't know. I don't think religion is such a good thing. Now, to be spiritual is a different thing than religion, because the word religion comes from Greek or Latin religio, which is to confine or to hold back, really.
Yeah.
That's what religion does.
Yeah, it holds you back from a lot of... I don't know, when you say why so many religions, I mean, everybody believes in whatever they believe in, you know what I'm saying, and they all gonna do. But these religions, that like for instance, how U.S. went over to the war that we was just in, that's a religion that they live, that's their lifestyles. We can't go over there and change them. They've been doing that for thousands upon thousands of years.
Before America was even established as United States of America.
Right. I even believe that it was all a setup. I don't even believe that they bombed 9/11. I think
You talking my language, bro. I like that, for real. Because I preach this all the time. People think I'm just a conspiracy nut or something like that, but I posted this shit on Facebook today. Two planes, three buildings. Tell me how the three buildings not just collapsed but disintegrated into their own footprint by being hit with two planes.
Right. No, my thing is, if you really think about it, if you're smart enough, anybody that's smart enough to think about it, if them two planes hit the buildings, right, if you really think about it, why did it fall from the top down?
Right.
It didn't even... All of it didn't even destroy it. And if you really, the whole building fell down, the top should have just fell off. Not the whole building.
Yeah, and it would have fell sideways or, you know, it would have been asymmetrical. It wouldn't have fell down into itself, and the concrete turned into dust. You couldn't even make out a building. It was pulverized. How can concrete just pulverize from a plane? I don't care how big the plane was, what kind of jet fuel it supposedly had. The jet fuel blew up as soon as the plane impacted the building. When you see the big fireball, that was the jet fuel right there. So it wasn't that much jet fuel in that building like they claim it was. Even if it was, though, let's say they went and added extra jet fuel. Jet fuel, which is called kerosene, it only burns at 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. In order to melt steel, you have to get to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. How the hell did 1,200 degrees turn into 3,000 degrees?
Because it was all a setup.
I mean, to me, government.
And then you also got to remember that Bush is a part of the oil he doesn't he own like a part of the oil? Isn't his family
in
the oil industry?
Yeah, his family, they in Texas. They got a big oil company out there. They went to Iraq to take some of their oil. And let's not forget about Cheney, who owns Halliburton, who does all the construction for after they destroy countries. They want to build it up, and they have to pay Halliburton, of course. So the stock in Halliburton just increased like triple after 9/11. So, you know, right. Cheney got a new paycheck. Bush got more paychecks. All of the politicians pretty much had an increase in pay while we had to pay more taxes in order to give them that money.
Yep, and then we paying for the bullets that they got to buy, all the machines. And we as the people are paying for all this, and the politics, they the ones getting paid. And this was set up from the origination of United States of America. And that's what people, they say we live in the land of free, but really we slavery to the politics. And people don't even realize this shit, yo.
They don't know. They think slavery was abolished back in the 1800s, but I got news for you. We still slaves. It's a debt-based system. Each dollar that's printed, you know what I mean, it's worth less than the dollar that was printed before it, because, you know, it's interest for them to fuck the Federal Reserve, first and foremost. Let me say that. Fuck the Federal Reserve, because they are the ones who print the money, loan it to the government, and the government has to pay them back with interest. How do they pay that interest back? By taxing us citizens here in the United States. So anybody that is not above $1 million, we're slaves, you know what I mean? And even some millionaires, like 1 or 2 million, that's nothing compared to trillions. There's trillion-dollar corporations out there. So, you know, we are all slaves. They just had to take the shackles off our feet and off our arms and put it on our mind, and we're slaves now. Seriously, it's still slavery is still going on today, 2012, for real, for real. We taking them there. Don't go nowhere, Curtis. I'm about to get right back with you, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. We going deep today, you know what I'm saying? We got Curtis ENT in the building right now, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's listening. I see the callers. Press 1 when y'all ready to go live. If y'all want to voice y'all opinions on what's going on right now, if you're listening off of the internet, make sure you call me, 718-664-9115. Again, that number is 718-664-9115. I want to get into this track by you, Curtis, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to take it back right to where we left off. So I want y'all to listen to this music right here, because you know what? With all the bullshit that's going on in this world, all the deception, lies, everything, we ain't worried about it. I want y'all to check this music out. Yeah.
All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about the niggas down. Oh no. We ain't worried about the niggas down. Oh no. All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about the niggas down. We ain't worried about the niggas down. First off, play the back of the bar. I leave with your bitch, she in the back of the car. She suck on my knob, she lick on my balls. I want a 5-star, Nicki Minaj. We seducing the tub, and fuck you niggas, cause I'm part of the mob. And getting money is just part of the job. Now all the women love us, cause we give them thug stuff. I lay the pipe, have it coming all night. It's wet like a splash, I get it from the back. Let her arch, now I'm coming on the back. We was coming from the back, now we niggas in the front. I own what I want, I blown all the dust. Seen the vision, I was up, and the ladies showed me love. Got rosé in my cup, been a stack in the club. Get it back, re-up, let the strippers tease up. Now we finna leave with them keys up. Room 112, where you find me with the bitches behind me.
All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about the niggas down. We ain't worried about the niggas down. All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. All the ladies lovers and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about the niggas down.
No. I got you.
Better
y'all, honeycomb hideout, ice on deck, mansion, all over. They take us through the shit. Carmelo on the Knicks,
The Knicks first of all.
Game time.
You see me
game
with
time.
The check. I'm making right moves.
On.
The cannon
on.
Hit the chest, leave it, knock you out your shoes.
Feet
let a beat to the top. X-Con out the box.
Seven
sets out rules. You know I got them down.
Expert.
Doing a lot of dirt. Now I'm making music now. Better yawn in your speakers. I got that buzz down. Hazen Sour Diesel, yo, we got that pimp around. Couple niggas in the hood. Trying to make it happen.
Get it.
I had my hopes and bricks. Now I started rapping.
Yeah.
Soon with
yeah.
the teaching, emerged to speak.
Listen.
Now a nigga all over the world.
Got
they
it.
Think I could do it, but my flow's so fluid.
Rap is fire.
I'm influencing your favorite girl.
All the ladies over, and all the niggas haters. All the ladies over, and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about them niggas
down.
Oh, no. We ain't worried about them niggas down. All the ladies over, and all the niggas haters.
Yeah.
All the ladies over, and all the niggas haters. We ain't worried about them niggas down.
Yeah, that was fly music from my boy Curtis ENT out the 267, you know what I'm saying? We back live, bruh. I like that track right there. But, man, we was getting on some touchy subjects just a moment ago, for real. Shout out if you're just now listening in to the show. You know, we've been talking about religion, we've been talking about war, we've been talking about 9/11, we've been talking about these buildings falling down on themselves. You know, we about to be not celebrating, but it's the 11-year anniversary of 9/11. That was 11 years ago on the 11th of September, you know. When it all started.
They didn't even sing that long ago on some real real. I remember seeing it on TV. I was at my homeboy's house I was at my homeboy the night before. We was chilling and whatever. We woke up. His mom came in the room like, yo, look what's happening on TV. We come in there, yo, and all I remember is seeing them airplanes hitting the buildings and boom. I'm like, yo. These people that came over here and messed with us, you know what I'm saying? But to come to find out, like, if you really pay attention, like, I really truly believe that Bush has something to do with it, because if you watch the movie about the conspiracy of 9/11, and if you're smart enough to think about it, them planes hitting that and all them flames and what you say, I think it takes so much for metal to burn, it's impossible for a little bit of fire or whatever that hit that building for it to blow up. If you watch the conspiracy of 9/11, they put this movie out on the market for people to see it. You can even check it out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And people even said it standing there in New York when the building went down. It sounded like bombs going off.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying. So these are people that were there, standing there watching this building go down. They didn't say it fell like it should have when the airplanes hit it. They said they heard bombs going off while it was falling, like it was planned out. Like, what is it called?
A demolition.
A demolition.
Controlled demolition. Yeah, and it definitely was, because when you just look at it, you know, in the heat of the moment while everything going on, of course people weren't using their right mind thinking, you know, oh, this is an inside job, the government's doing it. I mean, people died. Thousands of lives were lost that day. So, of course, who did this? They're not going to think your own government. Why would your own government do this to you? But then again, you got to think about slavery. You know what I mean? You start thinking after, you know, in retrospect, is always 2020. You know what I mean? Hindsight is always 2020. So when you look back at it, it's all there. It doesn't make sense what's going on. You know, they said that the lobby of the World Trade Center was completely destroyed before the building even collapsed. Now, why would the lobby 100-some stories down be affected by a plane hitting so high up? You know what I mean? It's because bombs were going off. It was definitely planned. I just want y'all to research Operation Northwoods. You know, Google it, YouTube it, something, some kind of way. Go to the library, do some research on Operation Northwoods, and, you know, that pretty much lets you know exactly what false flag operations are. Because Operation Northwoods, I believe, was in the 1960s, where they came up with the same idea of crashing planes and doing things to, you know, cause a problem and then come in acting like they have the solution for the problem. So the problem was, terrorists came into the United States, So the solution is a war on terror. But when the war was caused because of the same government, you know, that it makes it work out for them. They wanted to go and invade Iraq and all of these other countries because we've been in so many more countries since Iraq and Afghanistan. And just, you know, for peace, fighting for peace. You know what I mean? That fighting for peace is like fucking for virginity. Makes no sense
right.
at all. Makes no sense at all. For real,
right.
for real,
no
for real.
Sense at all. I mean,
not at all.
Over
let's,
there.
Let's take another caller. You're going to still be live right now, but let's get into my caller from the 972. Yay, area is in the building. What's going on with it, Mr. Google Boo?
Hey, what it do? You know it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No answers, no seeds. I see you and Kirby getting it in today.
Man. You got, he brought it to me, though. He brought it to me, and I appreciate you for bringing that subject up, Curtis, because, for real, a lot of people get scared to talk about things like this. I've even been warned about it because I actually had a show a few months ago. Before I was on Next to Blow Radio, you know, I was on another network, and we had talked about things involving Illuminati and whatnot, and I got a lot of warnings after that show. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to do me because it's real, and real recognize real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, then let me jump in there. Let me go ahead and throw a little bit in there. For all you Christians, the Bible was written after, we're going to go to the Roman Empire.
Come
so
on.
During the Roman Empire, Christians were persecuted until Constantine decided that he's now a Christian.
Right.
And the Bible was written 300 years after Jesus was dead. If anybody knows about oral history, how accurate is it?
Right.
Hold on, I'll wait. You're going to embellish a bit. But now, here's how I feel. If I'm looking at it theology-wise, yeah, it's a book written by men, oral history, hundreds of years after the actual person died.
Right.
But in my faith, I believe that those stories are based on facts. So I don't care what you say. Hey, here's my personal opinion. I'd rather live as a Christian and die and be wrong than live as a Christ, not live as a Christian and die and be wrong. I'm just
okay.
saying.
Okay, I have a question for you. What is the definition of a Christian? What makes you a Christian?
Well,
like
from my understanding, being a Christian is once you believe, be baptized, and repent of your sins, you are now a Christian. We are, so you don't, I mean, you, of course, we call strive to, you know, walk towards the light and live holier than thou, but we are imperfect people. As long as you're striving, from my understanding, and you repent and you try not to do that same sin again,
mm-hmm.
that is where the forgiveness comes from. But you don't want to repent knowing that you're going to do the same thing over and over again, because then you're not repenting.
Right, that's just bullshit. Okay,
yeah.
So what is the definition of sin? What is a sin?
Well, see, from I don't even know what a definition of a sin. All I know is that God can't see us for our sins because all he sees is the blood of Jesus Christ. But as far
mm-hmm.
as the sin, there are so many sins, we could never be perfect.
Right,
because
a lot of people think that they're just 10 sins. No, there were 10 commandments, but, you know, and then, of course, you know the 7 sins, but there are 613 laws, statutes and laws and commandments in the Bible. And the Holy Bible tells you that sin is the transgression of the laws of the Creator, the Most High. So to transgress His laws is to not follow them. There are 613 laws in the Bible, and many of them are broken daily by everybody, even the most perfect holier-than-thou Christian who thinks they're holier-than-thou. They probably do more sinning than people in Vegas. You feel me?
That's what I'm talking about. So that's why, you know, let he who's without sin cast the first stone.
Right.
That's what I live by. Hey, I don't judge you. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do, but at the end of the day, I do agree with you guys when you say religion, because religion is an institution that is confinement. You can't
right.
you can't see outside of that confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Belief, you can have a belief.
That's real.
I can believe whatever. A belief is almost is the same as an opinion. You might be able to change my opinion, you know, but you have to give me something to change my opinion, and that's how your belief should be. Your belief should be, okay, well, I believe this because of this. If somebody brings up a valid point, you know, right now I haven't had any valid points where I'm going to stop believing what I believe.
Right.
Yeah, for real, for real. And as far, okay, I know this probably shifted a little bit, but, and I'm not gonna say I apologize, because I'm just speaking real, so I can't apologize for what I feel. But I know some people might take offense. We get callers from, you know, different beliefs and whatnot, but what's up with this Darwinism that people evolved from monkeys? If people evolved from monkeys, why are there still monkeys left? Why didn't them motherfuckers turn to humans? You feel me? I mean, when you go to the zoo, I don't see this motherfucker just changing and shifting and transforming into a human. What the fuck? Evolution? Come on now.
Hey, I'm over here dying on that one right there. Well, here's the thing. Now, do I think that there was an evolution of humans from a certain point? Yes. But I don't think we derived from monkeys. I think there was a something where you know God was like like sea monkey.
I was going to say right, but then again I disagree, because you know they try to tell us, oh, we come from Neanderthals and cavemen and all this shit. Have you seen maybe not in person, I haven't been to Africa, but from documents and pictures and photos and everything, have you seen the pyramids of Giza? I mean, come on now. Even technology today in 2012 can't duplicate those pyramids. The way they're lined up to the solar system, the whole solar system, they're lined up perfectly with stars in Orion's belt. And you know what I mean? Like, their technology is surpassed ours here in 2012. So I don't even think that we came from, like, of course I don't think we came from chimpanzees and monkeys and stuff, but I don't even think that it was some caveman people that were, talking like that to each other. Come on now. How did they construct the pyramids? There were civilizations 3,000 years before Christ, and even longer than that, 10,000 years, you know what I mean, if you just do the research. So I don't even think that it was like cavemen, to be honest with you. I think that there's always been educated people, and we are becoming dumber, honestly. We're being dumbed down. I don't think that we will ever reach the level that we were 10,000 years ago.
Evolution, if you think about how long humans have been on this earth, it's been millions of years, and evolution over a million years, is eventually, and actually when Homo sapiens met with Cro-Magnon, they actually decimated those people because of our higher intelligence and our ability to create weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that mutation was that had Homo sapiens created after Cro-Magnon, we actually decimated them. That's right. There's no more Cro-Magnon.
Right. Yeah, I was watching this documentary on one of these channels, I forget, but I just lost my whole train of thought. But they were talking about how, aliens came down and gave us their technology and all this and that. And do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe that we're the only thing in this humongous solar system? Absolutely not.
Right. What about you, Curtis?
I'd be an idiot.
We don't know if it's really out there for real. For real, there's things out there that the government's not going to tell us about. They don't want to scare us, so it could truly be aliens out there. We don't know for sure. You can't look up in the sky and say, oh, ain't nothing out there. Because I honestly believe that the United States nobody's even touched the moon yet. Because honestly, if you really think about it, they say that they touched the moon and they put the flag up there. But in space, there's no air, which means if there's no air, so when Armstrong finally touched the moon and he stuck the flag in the thing, how the flag was moving back and forth like it was wind, but there's no wind up there. So how is the flag moving, honestly? I don't really believe that we've really been up there. So I don't know. We don't really know what's going on. We're all controlled and we're all controlled by what's on TV and what they tell us. That's just like, how did Bush re-win his second term? people don't
know. How did he win the first time? Shit.
Yeah, but
we don't even get to the second time. Let's talk about the first term.
Yeah.
I know everybody I knew voted for Gore. I wasn't able to vote yet. I was underage. But everybody I knew voted for Gore. And all of a sudden, this nigga pop up, and he the president. And a couple of months later, Twin Towers came down. So, that's very suspicious.
But it's not the first time in history that a Republican has been was voted into office, even though he did not win the popular or the electoral vote. It's the third time.
Okay, let's jump into this election, because we get just a few months away, and everybody, you know, should be going to the polls and whatnot. I want to know, will you guys be voting? I'm going to do it, because this is a real show. I want you, you don't have to answer, of course, but who will you be voting for and why, if you're going to vote?
I'm going to go ahead and go first. I'm voting for Obama. And the reason why I'm voting for Obama has nothing to do with anything else but the character of the man. This is the first president I can remember in my history where there is no blemishes on the character of the man.
Okay.
I agree totally, man. I'm voting for him, too. Honestly, first of all, he's black. Second of all, he got a beautiful wife. He got a beautiful wife that's got his back.
Man.
You know what I mean? And third of all, he's black. Y'all, I'm voting for him.
He's black.
He's black. Y'all, I want a black president. I can tell my grandkids when I'm 60, 70 years old that I honestly... There was a black president, yo, and before him there has never been, and maybe after him there will never be one, but I can say that I lived in the time where there was a black president named Obama.
Right.
Okay.
That's what's up. Well, see, I don't know, because I did vote for Obama in 2008. I will not be voting for Mitt Romney, I'll tell you that much. But I don't know about the whole voting. I mean, first off, you guys know that even though our votes are supposed to count or whatnot, it's really the Electoral College that decides the president. So, I mean, our votes only go so far. It's really the Electoral College, like I said, who decides the president. A lot of people don't know that. But, you know, to me, it doesn't matter Democrat or Republican. It's two separate wings, left ring, white ring, attached to the same evil-ass bird. You know what I mean? To me, it's like a lot of the shit that Obama hope and change, we still waiting for it. You know what I mean? And, of course, Bush had 8 years. Obama only had 4. He couldn't clean it up that fast. I understand he couldn't clean it up that fast. But what about the new shit he's been doing, too? You know what I mean? He just appointed... The vice president of Monsanto is now the senior advisor to the FDA. That's the Food and Drug Administration. If you guys don't know what Monsanto is a company that creates genetically modified food, meaning it's not real food. It's some shit created in the laboratory. You know what I'm saying? So a guy who creates food is now the senior advisor of the Food and Drug Administration. That's because food and drugs are the same thing. A lot of these foods that we're eating aren't natural. You know what I mean? So Obama just appointed him. Obama also signed the NDAA, you know what I mean? That's pretty much the bill to bring in martial law, you know what I'm saying, to have get rid of the police and have military as the police, living in a police state. It's just a lot of things that he's doing that I expected him not to do. Not just because he was black, but, you know, from my history and knowledge of what Republicans and Democrats are supposed to be, I thought that the Democrats would be better. And in some ways they are. I don't want the Republican Mitt Romney to win at all, so I will not be voting for him. But like I said, Democrats and Republicans really are the same thing. They care about themselves and their families, and that's it. They don't give a damn about none of us, straight up.
That's
just how I feel about it.
You ever seen the movie The Island before?
No. Give me some details. What do I need to know about The Island?
Okay, it's a movie called The Island. Basically, the movie is about The Island. It's about clones. Basically, everyone has a clone, and if you got enough money, say, for instance, okay, basically, they was living, the clones were living on the island. We were living normal lives, right? The clones are in like underground, and they're born, when they're born as a clone, they're born at the age of 25 years old. And you could be 65, but your clone is 25 years old, and say, for instance, your heart goes bad. Boom, you pay these people, they go to your clone, they rip out the fucking heart and give you the 25-year-old heart. Basically, I think that's what's going on right now because cloning is prevalent. And like you said, that Obama got some guy in now. I don't even think that we really eating real food, honestly, for real.
Well,
look at the chicken wings, yo. Them chicken wings be big as hell, yo. You for real, yo.
Hey,
I mean,
you know what? And we kind of clouded right now, but we still speaking on some real shit. But you know that Kentucky Fried Chicken is no longer Kentucky Fried. They can't even use that name. They're just KFC. The reason because I found this out, and don't quote me, you know what I mean, because I don't have the resource, but you can go check it out yourself. They had to change their name from KFC, I mean from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC, because it's not real chickens anymore. They're also genetically modified. They got chickens in laboratories with 6 wings and 8 breasts, and you know what I mean? Like, they making up some shit to feed you. So, and I definitely, I mean, why would it not be believable? You know what? All the advances we've had in science, you know what I mean?
Right.
For real. But it's how could this be healthy for us? This shit is made from it's genetically modified. That's the whole thing. It's not like they're just shooting they're fertilizing the eggs, you know what I mean, in the laboratory, but they're making everything from scratch, from, you know, in the lab. So it's all chemicals. And, you know, yeah, you're right. Like, all the hormones and shit like that, that's part of the reason why I'm a vegetarian. You know, I've been vegetarian for years now. And it was a slow progress step. I haven't had pork in over 15 years. And the most recent thing I gave up was some seafood because, shit, there's a lot of shit going on in the sea as well. It's just, it's crazy what's going on with government and the people. Pretty much. They're taking over too much, like too much control over everything. Why are they so in charge of what's going on with our food supply and our medicine and our everything? What happened to natural remedies? I remember great-grandmama only had aspirin in her medicine cabinet. I don't remember Zoloft and all this other shit, you know what I'm saying, for this. And another thing, I'm all right now, but I was just clowning with my boy the other day how when you watch TV, first, they had the first segment of commercials come on talk about if you have this wrong with you and that wrong with you, take Allegra and take this and that. And then they give you all the side effects that might happen that's going to fuck you up worse than what the original problem was. Okay, then we back into the TV program. And when the program go to the next segment of commercials, you got all the lawyers talking about if you had a heart transplant or a hip replacement surgery, you might be, and you're having this and that. Like, okay, so all these medicines y'all just was advising me on, the next year y'all gonna be telling me I need to call a lawyer because that medicine just fucked me up. What kind of shit is that? What's going on? I mean, who's in charge of this shit, for real? Somebody, get it together, baby. Get it together.
Illuminati.
for real. Let's take some more calls. I see some calls coming in. That's what's up. If you tuned in off of the internet, make sure y'all call me up, 718-664-9115. We're getting deep today. You know what I'm saying? We talking about some real shit. I like this show so far. We only played one song, but that's what's up. So that means the people are interacting. We talking, bringing out that knowledge, for real. Let me know what y'all think about this discussion. If you oppose any of it, call me up. If you agree, call me up. Voice your opinion. This is a station for the people, by the people. Dial 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 to go live. Like right now, I see my caller out to 773, caller 759. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good? Good evening, Hocus Hocus. Good evening, dope ass music. It's no S's, no C's. Hey, Curtis Entertainment, what's going on?
Hey, what's up with it, Denia? How you feeling on this no good hump day?
I'm good. Tuning into your show. Oh my goodness, you're going in right now.
Man, we going in. I had no idea it was going to get off like this, but you know what? I like it. This is the shit I live for real, because You know, I get to voice my opinions. I get to hear other people's opinions because that's all it is. At the end of the day, we're presenting a lot of opinions. Some of them might be facts. Just go and do your research and find out. But still, we are voicing our opinions, and, you know, we do have a right, freedom of speech before they strip that away from us because they are destroying the Constitution. So y'all better call up and say some shit before they put you in jail. You feel me?
Exactly. I mean, and I think you have the perfect segue to what I was going to say. So we talk about destroying the Constitution now, because I know you're talking about, you know, who you're going to vote for and all that kind of stuff. I'm a woman, and I like having choice, so I'm going to vote for Obama, because Romney's trying to take away your choice, and he's on the same page with, he claims he doesn't agree with Atkins policies, but he's basically saying the same thing, except he's not doing the dumb thing of saying legitimate rape.
Oh, that dude,
I can't believe
that clown.
But here's the thing, though. I don't know, but then he comes back and says, no, I meant forcible rape. So I want to smack Mike Hannity for even saying that. I'm like, so you, Hannity and Atkin have no common sense. Okay.
None at all.
But what's even worse, I mean, GOP is just messing up this week. So then, did you hear about the Republicans that partied in the Sea of Galilee?
Wait, say that again.
The Republicans that had a late night drunken party in the Holy Sea of Galilee.
What?
Yes, they just cutting up this week. They just cutting up this week. And then another Republican, a Washington senator, told a reporter to go fuck themselves. They are just cutting up this week. I'm like, all right, cool, just go ahead and give us the election. I mean, like, it's a mess. But my hugest concern, I like how you're talking about with the medication. So I was talking to my mom about that. I think I should just check and see what medication comes on and see how long it takes before that medication, before the lawyers say, if you took this medication, you can call us because you have all this with you.
For real, they do a whole segment of what medications you need, then the show comes back on. Then by the time we're on the next commercial break, that's what the next commercial is, the lawyers telling you that you need them because the medicine fucked you up. So.
But what's even worse is that there are some medications where literally I listen to what the, I don't catch what the medication does, and all I hear are the side effects, and I'm like, so if you have one little problem, you have turned it into like 20 big problems. That probably has a hell of a lot more effects. This you can fix one little problem. This is something seriously wrong. And I like how you were talking about, like, you know, all we had was aspirin back then. And it's sad because now what have they done? They've turned doctors into nothing but drug dealers. They're legalized
drug
dealers.
That's all they are, legal drug dealers. They're legal drug dealers. My 9-to-5, you know, before I start taking my music serious, I'm a certified and licensed pharmacy technician. You know, I worked in a pharmacy. And dealing with the public, it's like, you know, of course, being a pharmacy technician, I'm not supposed to counsel, so I didn't. You have to let the pharmacist do that. But the pharmacy technicians have a lot of knowledge, and being a knowledgeable type person, I always did my research on things anyway. And I was just finding out how a lot of these patients was coming in taking these medicines only because their insurance covered it. There were alternatives for them, but the insurance company is going to pay for it, so of course the doctor is going to write that prescription because they're trying to get paid. It's like they in together. And a lot of these people were coming in just out of their mind, like, you know, in fiending for this medicine because they became addicted now. And it's sad because they could have probably had a fucking bowl of orange juice or something and felt better. Like, it's crazy how much medication is just taking over. And it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. That's the whole thing. They're making billions with a B up into the trillions with a T, you know what I'm saying, off of these medicines that aren't getting you better because you have to take them monthly. None of these medicines are curing you. They're just, you know, they're just suppressing the symptoms that you get for whatever your condition is.
Right. That's why people are like, oh, you know, by now with all the advancements in medication and technology, why do we not have a cure for AIDS? Why do we not have a cure for cancer? It's because the people that are making the cancer medications and the AIDS medications are making so much money off of that. Why would you want to cure it?
Right.
And they're making billions off the people that have it.
they are. And you know what, man, I gotta start taking more notes because I do a lot of research and watch documentaries and whatnot.
Right.
But there was a documentary I was watching, I think Michael Moore was involved in it. But it was saying how the last true cure that was, you know, they had for a disease in America was the polio vaccine. You know, they cured polio. And when they did that, the pharmacy companies realized they were losing money. So they said, we can't cure anything else. And that was the last time they cured something was polio. That was in the 50s, I believe. So you're right. All these advancements in technology, why isn't any cures being available? That's because, actually, in America, there's a law, there's a written law that the only thing that can cure a disease is a pill or a surgery. You cannot take natural remedies. If you are a doctor and you subscribe natural things, you can be put in jail for giving them natural cures. It's an actual law. I mean, it's researched. It's a real law here in the United States of America. Because, I don't know, y'all need to research Dr. Sebi. He has a cure for AIDS, cancer, all of that shit. You know what I mean? And, but if he comes to America, he's going to be arrested and locked up probably indefinitely of it.
AHD.
I mean,
yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me, bro.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know, I've been enjoying this show, you know what I'm saying? I actually did have a request.
Okay, for sure. What's your request, bro?
I wanted to debut my own Broadway on your show.
For sure. We gonna do that for real. We been getting in heavy today, though. I like that, for real. But you know what? We do need to take a little break real quick because some of the people might be getting uncomfortable. I see some calls drop. They don't even want to talk about this shit. But you know what? We gonna do it anyway. It's all right. If you're listening off the internet, call me up. Dial the number 718-664-9115. If you want to talk about something else, call up too. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to feel discouraged about this, but sometimes we need to hear things like this for real because a lot of stuff that's brought up is the same old, same old. I want to hear something new. But you know
exactly.
What? Speaking of something new, I got new music on the switchboard. Dope ass music. Bugs Bazaar on Broadway. I want y'all to check this music out, y'all. Check it out.
Walked out the dust, it's a quarter to fuck. Nigga got three pucks, I gotta buy me some more. Hit the liquor store, swing 98, gotta take a detour. Bucks rolling too, hit me on the phone. Seen him on the block, what it do? Fresh to death, thought you knew. Red cups full of that white cruiser, we'll get him right. Slapping that music, hitting hella hard. 14 Boulevard, busting eardrums, hatchbacks and glass packs. Lean back, gangster leading, you bet. No. That day just beginning, all the raw wheels spinning. Hoes on the strip, pimps up, hoes down. Chony, she winning. This is how we mob in the bay. Pockets full of cash, weekends every day. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, two niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the bay. Pockets full of cash on the weekends every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, two niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the bay. Pockets full of cash on the weekends every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Straight off of Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway. I walk through the dark, I swim with the sharks. If you're marked as a target, you'll be buried in the park. Nah, I don't sell dope, I used to be the middleman. Street absorb blood, sort of like a pillow can. 98 block, die for it never. Unless it's in the line of duty, getting that cheddar. I chase it to the moon, was broke, never going back. I drink a monsoon if it was made out of cognac. Yeah, I'm a drunk nigga, Oakland is the source. You married to the AF, that's gonna end in divorce. Courtesy of my weapon if you're stepping on my toes. So you better count your blessings or get stressed out on the floor. I'm on Broadway, girl, that's what them bras say. Wanna be in my world, it's money all day. Apparently they judging by the rim and the slack. And that's too long as I'm busting on the arch in the back. This is how we ride when we roll in the bay. Pockets full of cash on the weekend every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. Lemon juice and Tanqueray, two niggas on Broadway. This is how we mob when we roll in the back. Pocket full of cash on the weekends every day. I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing. straight off of Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway. In an hour after dark, pulling up to the park. That crypto kinda like my niggas about to spark. Weapons off of safety, cause someone's bound to hate me. But I'm kinda like an army, better yet, like the Navy. Nah, you ain't gotta shoot, I've been waiting for warfare. You ever heard of hell? Yeah, well, I was born there. Of course, I don't give two shits about the crying, cause when I'm involved with anything, somebody dying. It's always an impossible mission, here's another rendition. Where you cooking in the kitchen, or you messing with these chickens. Stunting is a habit, so you know that I'm an addict, and I'ma let a hater have it. I'm an East Bay savage,
and I'm an East Bay rider. Paint red like fire, head on the freeway, finger up in sight. And no, I don't come fast, so exercise with jaws. Spread them legs open so I can dig up in them drawers.
This is how we ride, we'll be rolling the bank. Pockets full of cash on the weekend every day.
I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing.
Lemon juice and Tanqueray, two niggas on Broadway. This is how we mind when we roll in the back. Pocket full of cash on the weekends every day.
I drink black, I pack black, I walk with that thing.
Straight off of Hennessy, two niggas on Broadway.
Yeah, 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 that's what I'm talking about right there. Two Dick Roll Broadway. Yo, 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 that's what's up with it. Dope Ass Music, was that a tribute for Sir Mix-a-Lot, my posse's on Broadway?
Yeah, you already know that. That's
you already know. That's what's up. I like that joint right there, for real, for real. And that's on the mixtape, right?
Nah, that's me and Bugs, we coming out with, you know, saying since the mixtape did so well, we actually coming out with a whole nother mixtape where we gonna collab with other artists. So that's just a little something from the camp. Know what I mean? So we're gonna definitely, you know, when that Fully Loaded come back, we also gonna get with some other artists that we like working with, and I'm gonna put out another mixtape, know what I mean, on some dope ass music. That's what it's gonna do.
Indeed, indeed, indubitably. That's what's up with it. That's what's up. So, yo, go on ahead, you know, let them know about the mixtape, because I want to get into one more track before we get into this issue we was on, you know what I'm saying? Let them know how can we get the mixtape.
Man, all you got to do is you got to go to Dope Ass Music Presents. Just Google that, and then your volume one, you'll find it. But you can go to DatPiff, you can go to Reverb Nation, you can go to SoundCloud, and you can go to Blast Your Thoughts under mixtapes. You know, the mixtape was phenomenal. Once again, I want to thank every artist that contributed to it, including Denia. You know, I can't wait for the second mixtape to come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be hollering at you because, you know, I got to get you on the mixtape too, Hokies.
Indeed.
And I'm going to be on Next to Blow on Tuesday with Queen T and them. I'm going to bring No Filter to Queen T Next to Blow.
That's right. Hey, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. So, Denia, I got you online right now, too. While you online, I want you to introduce this track that you teamed up with my boy Dope Ass Music on that mixtape. Let them know a little bit something about this song right here.
Definitely. Yeah, you guys got to make sure you check out that mixtape. I am one of the artists on there. My name is Denia Jor. The song is called Let Me Go, Whoa. And it is, the track is sick. I love the track. It was interesting because, like, I actually got on the mixtape pretty last minute, and I wasn't even intending on getting out of it. Joe was like, hey, check out the beats, and then whatever one you like to, write to it. And I just felt the beat, and I wrote to it, and he liked it. And so I'm excited. This is my first mixtape that I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm working on another project right now, so I'm really, really excited. So you guys got to check this out. It did really, really good on SoundClick for a while. It ended up at, like, number 78 out of, like, 100,000 songs. So it's definitely getting some love.
Definitely. So, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to keep tuning in. We're going to get into some music, and I'm going to take some more live calls. I see the 912. I see my boy Curtis back online. We're going to get back with y'all in a minute. But check out this music from Denia, produced by Dope Ass Music. Let Me Go. Whoa, check it out.
Breathe. There's no way I'll into the so-called American dream. One house, two cars, and a load of kids. Called me out, my name. Screening my calls and Googling things. Talking out, out, out. That's out of your mouth. About ha, 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 you done drank. So now all you can do for me is pack, walk out. Don't bother looking back and just so, just what you think I wanna hear. Well, I've got news for you. It's not gonna be that easy this time. So why don't you just go on your way? 'Cause I'm damn sure it's gonna go on mine. Now all you can do for me is pack, walk out. Don't bother looking back. You just so, just let me go.
Okay, there we go. I gotta unmute myself, you know what I'm saying, if I want the people to hear me. But, hey, can y'all hear me any better? I know the last few weeks my phone was all fudged up, but do I sound better tonight?
Definitely sound a lot better.
Okay, cool. Zaniyah, I like that music right there. I like your style, Zaniyah. I like the way you stretch some of your notes and bend. Like, I critique music a lot. A lot of people be like, you be saying you like every song and shit. Well, I do. You feel me? Y'all got a problem with it? You know, no, I'm not going to play it if I don't like it. And that song right there, I really like the way you do. You bringing something new to the table. I haven't heard too many. I don't know. What type of music would you consider? Would you consider yourself an R&B artist or what? How would you? Why would you like to classify yourself?
I would say more blues than R&B.
Blue, there we go. I like that. Yeah, because, you know, I've not heard too many R&B artists with a style like yours, because you're bluesy and jazzy with it, and I like that. I really like the way you did that. The way you wrote that track is tight, and the way you deliver as well. I really like that. That's one of my favorite songs on the switchboard right now.
Thank you.
Definitely. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. You still live too, bro. I've been streaming that mixtape too. I gotta get some room on my computer. That's why I haven't downloaded it yet. But I've been streaming it on Reverb, and it came together real nice. I hate that I'm not part of this project, but it sounds really good, bro. For real.
Hey man, the artist made this mixtape. I mean, I can't say anything else but that. You know, when I thought of the idea, you know, I mean, it takes too much time, but I'm just. Need a little bit of time because I got to run, but I'm gonna take a little bit of time to express when you plan something, a year ago I planned to do this mixtape. So it took me a year to create enough beats for people to choose from to where they can express themselves without being confined. So, right. You know, like I said, I'm a hip-hop artist, and I'm also a hip-hop producer, but I do have a softer side. I do like listening to Eric Benet. I do like, you know what I'm saying, listening to Carl Thomas. I like
Summer Rae.
You know what I'm saying? So I got my softer side. I like the Maxwell. So I can make a hip-hop track, and I actually made that track for Magacia, but she didn't want it. She wanted the other track. So it was just funny how, you know, they denied picked it, and she did a phenomenal job, and she did some Janis Joplin, some Jill Scott, some Scat. She put all of that in there, and it's so different that I'm glad she showcased that, and I'm glad it was doing phenomenal on SoundClick. I didn't want to take it off of SoundClick, but I had to, you know, do the contract. But I had to take it off. It was doing so well. She was like out of a million songs. I mean, she was up there. So man, shout out to Denia.
For real, shout out to you and your first feature on the mixtape as well. That's what's up. That's what's up, because you, like I said, you did your thing for real. I love that beat. That track is dope ass music, Mr. Google. Perfect title. You feel me? That track is definitely dope. I like the drops. You know what I'm saying? I like the hats, everything. The arrangement is incredible. But when Denia added them vocals on it, she definitely cranked it up a notch. For real.
Yeah, she, you know what I mean? But wait till they hear this Fully Loaded. This thing is
ready
for this Fully Loaded.
I can't wait. I know it's going to be
real.
Hot.
For real. So y'all stay tuned, because we got more music on the way. You know what I'm saying, my boy? Dope ass music. I know we've been holding you up. We had you on line forever, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. But we had having a good show tonight, for real. But you know, if you gotta go, bro, that's cool. I appreciate you for tuning in and staying as long as you did. Keep on making that good music, that dope ass music. Can't wait for the next project that Fully Loaded will be featured on. You know what I'm saying?
Yay.
And so many other great artists, because it's a lot of artists out there that's doing the damn thing. Shout out to all the indie artists, for real.
Yes.
And that's what we are. We support each other. We all independent artists. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we win. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just because we're on the West Coast, you know, which is the best coast. But I'm not on that one.
Hey. You know what? I was shipping out. Sade and Snoop Dogg both think that Chicago is a coast. Have you heard coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago? I was here high as fuck, and I never paid attention to that shit, but they call Chicago a coast. Have y'all ever noticed that shit?
No.
Snoop Dogg did it in Bitch Please, the song Bitch Please. And, of course, Sade was the originator of it in Smooth Operator. She says, coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago. I didn't know y'all was a damn coast, but shit, fuck it. If Sade said it, I agree. Y'all, Snoop, he cool. That's the whole way. He from the West, but he be tripping and shit. But Sade, I love me some Sade. So she said it first, so I agree. Chicago is a new coast, goddamn it.
For sure. Hey, you know I love y'all, man. Stay up. Stay strong. You know, I'm going to holler at you on the internet, HB. You know what I mean? And Denia, you already know you my girl.
For sure. Love you.
For sure. One love, bro. One love, for real. Do what you got to do. And you already know what we doing this 7 days a week, man. Next to Blow Radio.
For sure.
For sure. That's what's up. What's going on with you, Denia, though? What's going on in Chicago anyway? What's the weather like out there?
It's good. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just chill. Relaxing. It's been a good couple of weekends. It's been really cool. Last week we had, I was at the Jump Show last weekend, and also they had Comic-Con Chicago coming in, and it was awesome. Got to take pictures in front of the Batman car and the car from, Ghostbusters and all that kind of stuff, so I was really excited about that.
Hey, who you gonna call?
Right? I was like, oh yeah, it was really cool. I'm like, I definitely gotta go next year, go check out Comic-Con. Never been there before, but I'm like, yeah, I think I gotta go check it out next year. See how it is.
Okay, I've never been. I've been to a comic book convention. One of my best friends, he's a nerd, you know what I'm saying? So I told him I'm going to go to a comic convention with him, and I had a good time. I ain't going to lie. I was chilling with the nerds, and we was up in there live, man. Nerds know how to party. Revenge of the Nerds on that ass. I liked it, though. I'm a low-key nerd. I was raised in the hood, of course, but, you know, I love education. I was valedictorian and all that shit. I love to be educated, so I'm a low-key nerd, but, you know, upon appearance, when you see me, you don't think so.
Definitely. But I do have a request, though.
What's your request?
I gotta hear that North Rock 36 you need to tonight. The video is coming out next month. Get ready, because it's gonna be hot, hot, hot. Featuring Rotimi, who was on Boss, which is on Stars. Now it comes on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out. Rotimi is doing his damn thing. Chi-Town love in the building.
For sure, for sure. So make sure y'all checked all that out for real. If you missed anything she said, I'm going to give her another chance to go on ahead and shoot them links out, everything that she needs to promote. Right after this song, 912, I see you. Don't hang up that phone, because you've been on hold with me for a minute, and I appreciate it. You next, for real. Don't hang up the phone. I see the 678 calling in right now as well. We got some more 323s online, 908. Y'all press 1 if you want to go live. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? If you got any requests, any shots out to give, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. What's the word? I want to know the no good. This is No Good Hump Days. You already know. And if you tuned in off of the internet, I'm going to tell you, dial the number. We got about 35 more minutes before the switchboard locks up. When the switchboard locks up, you can't call in. You can't hear nothing no more on the internet. It's just shut down, kaput, and you won't be able to do nothing until the next show. But if you're online, on the phone line, that is, you'll still be able to hear the show, because I might go into another little mix. I don't know. We're going to see. But right now, I want to play some of this feel-good music. North Rock 363 featuring Rotimi. Need you tonight right here on Next to Blow Radio. Check, 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 check it out.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know who you came with, but I know you.
Baby, I need you tonight. I can't let you go. fully loaded. I'm trying to keep it cheap. Ain't no other way to be. Westside California, Southside TP. We're going dumb, dumb, diddy, diddy. Fully loaded, Mr. Pills, going dumb, diddy. If you're feeling dumb, diddy, go and rep your city. Cause you know we're going dumb, dumb, dumb.
Move a nigga frame like a slideshow. Old school glass house, watch the top slide back. I got pills with me, you can say I was some side back. Fly cat, coke and rum, bad bitch I'm poking on. Hot shit coming out the barrel, I'm a smoking gun. What coast you from? Go ahead and rep the shit. Cause I'm rolling dumb like a bus full of special kids. And I represent. But besides that, my squad won't move. It's like all of the tires flat. And I got riders that load up, cock and swamp by the chalk from the west all the way to Cali Park. Yeah.
We're going dumb, dumb, diddy, diddy. Put it on that Mr. Pills, going dumb, diddy. If you feel it dumb, diddy, go and rep your city. Cause you know we're going dumb.
Okay, KK, that's what I'm talking about right there. That was a track by my boy Mr. Pills featuring Fully Loaded. You already know, Dumb Diddy, Dumb Diddy. And before that, I got into a track by North Rock 360 featuring Ro Timmy. You already know, Need You Tonight. Denia, go on ahead, let the good people know what they need to know. Shoot out some of them links, what's going on for the weekend, what's up with the video shoot. Tell the good people something.
Definitely. You guys need to make sure that you guys are following North Rock 360 on Twitter at North Rock 360. Also follow Ro Timmy on Twitter at ROTIMI, so at Ro Timmy. And make sure that y'all download Need You Tonight on iTunes. The link is posted everywhere. It's posted on my Twitter. It's posted on my Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD for you, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DenaiaDesigns for you. And it's only 99 cents. You guys spend more of that. And the mega tip, come on now. Y'all can support good music for 99 cents.
Definitely. Well, it's been a pleasure, like always. You know, I really appreciate you joining in the topic tonight. You know, you a deep person anyway. You know, conversations that we had before is always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that for real. Stay up, keep uplifting the people, keep giving them that good music. I can't wait for some more music. You, man, just talented, making jewelry and all that shit. Damn. That's what's up.
All right, I'm gonna call back in. I gotta take my battery real quick. I'll call back in though.
All right, for sure. Do that. That's what's up. So let's get into my next caller who's been on hold for a minute. I appreciate it. From the 912 caller 512. You live on No Good Hump Days. What it is like? Yo, what's going on with it? Let everybody know what's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day.
J Dirty, man, calling from Georgia.
Yo, J Dirty in the building. What it is like, bruh?
Yeah, cool, man. Working on that fire, you know what I'm saying? Got to get some new shit out or whatever, man. What's good with you, though, man?
Oh, man, I'm over here getting it in. You know what I'm saying? We had a crazy topic tonight. I didn't know what my topic was going to be tonight. I've been busy holding down a lot of shit, taking care of business, so I didn't have a scheduled topic. But we started talking about Illuminati and religion and wars and peace and all that shit tonight, man. We was getting it in tonight. How you feeling, though?
Shit, I feel you, boy. Hey, I'm doing good, man. Just laid back, ducked out for a minute, you know, collecting myself while I start dropping in heat again, you know. But shit, everything's over steady, though, down here.
Yeah. Hey, that's what's up with it. And I see you've been going hard in the paint on that scrub life, man. Tell us something about that. What's going on? What you working on right now?
All fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? Scrub life, you know, I do this shit for the popo, man. You know, I live in a poverty field town, you know. So, I, you know, scrub life is, you know, for the scrubs, you know what I'm saying? But it stands for something more than that, you know what I'm saying? You know, stay certified, real until bed, you know what I'm saying? Scrub life all day, you know. I'm trying to get that movement out. You know what I'm saying? I love poor people. I am a poor person myself. I got to put on for them, you know. They digging the shit. They getting on board with it, you know. I had people hit me up from all different states inboxing me saying scrub for life and this and that. You know, they feeling it, you know, because shit. You know, I got to make the poor people, you know, I got to make them feel good about the situation there, you know what I'm saying? And just try to uplift them and get up out of there. You feel what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You feel me?
Definitely, definitely. That's what's up, man. Yo, so I know you've been busy than a mug. I ain't heard from you in a minute, but it's good to hear your voice on the show, you know what I mean? Glad to know that you're still working doing this music thing, because it's not too many artists out there doing it like you, Jay Dirty, for real, and we need you in this game, for real. The indie artists out here hungry, grinding, and we need some uplifting spirits, you know what I'm saying, like yourself. You got flows, you got lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a real one right here. For those that don't know, go on ahead and let the people know, how can we get in contact with you? What's your Facebook, Twitter, Reverb? Shoot out some of them links so the people can hear some of your music.
Yeah, you can get download my music for free at www.reverbnation.com/jdirty. That's J-D-U-R-T-Y. Hit me up on Facebook, Justin J. Dirty Myers, Twitter, at the Country Boss. And that's about it. You can Google me, man. I'm on Google here. They told me I'm on Google and stuff, and just get up with me, man. You know, if you out there real music, you know, you got knowledge about yourself, you know, you trying to make something happen for the people, I'm all with you. If you know, we can work something out. I don't charge nobody shit. You feel me? It's all about making music to spread love for the people. You feel me? I'm all down with it.
Straight up. Hey, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. So you got any requests for us tonight? You want to hear any of your music tonight?
Hey, I said, you can drop a track, man. I mean, I got some new shit I got to get to y'all, man. I got like 3 new tracks out I need to get y'all up with. But, you know, I know y'all got all the old shit on there. But, shit, drop whichever one you feel like dropping, bro. Hey, it don't even matter, man.
All right, for sure, because we do got some good music, and all your songs is tight on here. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play 2 of your tracks, you feel me? I know the ladies like that he might be a gangster, but I'm not going to play that one tonight. So ladies, y'all going to be mad at me. But we finna get into some real shit right here. This is off that real recognized, real mixtape. You already know, Hip Hop Is Our Turf. This is one of my favorite tracks on that mixtape, and one of the first songs that I actually played by Jay Dirty. Die Today, I want y'all to turn the volume up and check it out.
You ever thought to yourself, man, if you die today, what's the last thing you want to get off your chest? What's the last thing you want to do?
If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today,
if I die today,
if I die today. If I left this world today, I'm resting with no regrets. If I spread my wings and fly, I'm flying with my respect. Man, the world is corrupted, so my motto was fuck it. Put the game on lock, you like the way that I cut it. Yeah, evil is lurking, and it ain't that hard to see it. But I promise myself, I try my hardest to beat it. Reality kicked in, and now it's got me stressing. So I'm tipping the bottle, thinking about life up in heaven. Man, this shit real deep, and most of us won't make it out. It's a sad sight to see, but most of you hellbound. We living in hell, and I'm just trying to make it out. You say you're fearless, well take that word out your mouth. Too many thoughts in my head, it's making me wanna shout. Jesus bless me with this gift to see what life's really about. I ain't changing for the money, homie, I ain't selling out. Every time they drop a track, I say what lies they telling out.
If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today,
if I die today,
I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it.
If I die today,
if I die today,
if I die today,
if I die today.
All this thinking is stressful, about to blow my composure. Started off on the wrong foot, I need to start over. It's Red Rovers and all the real rappers over. I understand it too mad, cause I'm the one that exposed it. Need to give me a strap, cause the world
world no longer safe, about to bring it back. And why it says the cycle breaks, but they ain't in it with their heart no more. They in it for the money. You want fame over respect? Boy, boy, you're such a dummy. Mind sharper than broke glass. I'm alert and aware. They stole my key to life, but they don't know I made a spare. Say you got those in your circle, but I just see it squares. It's a long way up, just like some lighthouse stairs. Got Jesus in my mind, but I'm having nightmares. Say you use your cojones, just make sure they the right pair. You rap about what you got, but nobody cares. It takes a real man to sit here and shed real tears.
If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die today, I'm hoping that I made it. Lord, I tried my best in life and the way I played it. If I die, if I die today.
If I die,
if I die today.
If I die today, man, I want to make sure that I did right in my life. But how can I do right when I'm surrounded by devils, man? The world's cold.
If I die today. If I die today.
All these pussy cock rappers thinking them bad boy. I'm gonna treat a straight sex them up. I mean more to them boy. Raw!
Came in the game with a flow so sick and a job so cold, y'all frozen this bitch. I know the name is Dark Road Clip. Me and what the most neck to take this bitch. Beat me? Oh no, no. Fuck with us? Don't think so. We after that bankroll, just give us all of them pesos. Beat the game, it's crumbling. I'm hungry, stomach rumbling. I'm so hot, gotta be bubbling. Dark Road Clip, we going in. Say you the bomb, then blow with them. But me, I'm gonna be showing them. I'm shining, so I'm glowing in. I ain't done exposing them, been here too long. And I don't plan on leaving. I ain't gonna leave till I quit fucking breathing. Day dirty, hot bitch, summer is my season. They don't want me exposing them, but they giving me reasons. Let me catch up on my breathing. Now back to this rap shit, leaving the mic bleeding. The Lord bless me, and I ain't even sneezing. Fake ass rappers, watch your words when you're speaking.
Murder, I'm gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them. Gonna murder them, gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them. Murder them, gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them. Gonna murder them, gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them.
Smoking cause I'm stressed, I ain't trying to be the best. I'm just trying to get it in before the Lord puts me to rest. In the game I'm knee deep, so I can't really make it out. Only thing that I can do is find a fake and take it out. Trying to earn all my respect, but it's hard to find that. Then you got these fake rappers out here trying to buy that. Doing this too long, and I ain't trying to sell out. Praying every night that I don't see what hell about. Stepped up in the game, I ain't leaving till I die. Y'all be trying to be like me, but boy don't even try. Headed up and I ain't stopping till I touch the sky. I'm speaking on that real life shit, why would I lie?
Murder, I'm gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them. Gonna murder them, gonna murder them. Focal competition, gonna murder them.
Yes, the boy, the Woody, back in the booth. The Rudy and T, breaking the truth. Yes, the boy, the Woody, back in the booth. Dirt Road Click, beating the truth.
Yes, indeed, indubitably. That's good music from my folk, Jay Dirty, out there in Claxton, Georgia. You already know what it is. Hey, that's good music right there, bruh.
Appreciate that, man. I ain't heard that last jang in a minute, though, boy. That's been a minute since I heard that murder, though.
That's murder them. That's why I like that one right there. I'll be bumping that on the daily, for real. That's one of my favorites,
man, my
I said, a lot of the ladies request that track featuring Tina, and I like that joint, too, not to take away from it, because that's fire. That's a hit right there. But, you know, I got to get, you know what I'm saying, for the dudes out here, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear some of that right there, you know?
Oh, really, man. I feel you, but I appreciate the support, though, man. You know, we're trying to get something going.
Definitely. That's what's up. That's what's up with it. So, man, just, you know, always keep it locked. You already know we do this 7 days a week here on Next to Blow Radio. Let your folks know, call in and request your music. But, you know, your music get requested all the time anyway. You a dope artist, for real. Definitely a Next to Blow artist, for real.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Pills, though, while we on here, man. Hold it down
for
one time. Mr. Pills, salute you, boy, already.
You already know. Shouts out to my boy, Mr. Pills. We got to some of his music a little earlier as well. I seen him call in, but, you know, that's a busy man. He be having shows like 4-5 days a week.
Yeah, he
so
does.
I already know he had to do
boy.
Something. He was, you know what I mean? So, man, salute to Mr. Pills for real. Definitely looking forward to working with him in the future as well.
Oh,
definitely,
really?
Definitely. So that's what's up, man. Keep it locked, man. We got some more hot indie artists on the way. You know what I mean? Let your folks know we're doing this, like I said. Tune in every Wednesday and 7 days a week. You already know.
Oh, really?
For sure, for sure. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what's up. Let's get into another caller ready to go live. I think this my little bro right here. Is this Yak the Ripper, 323 in the building? Whoa, I don't even hear you. Oh, shit. Speak up a little bit, bruh.
What it is, like, FL Clip Gang in a building. You know what I mean? It's your boy, YAKRIPPA. You already know what it is. You feel me?
Yo, that's what it is. Fully loaded in the building. Yak the Ripper. Tell me something new. What's going on with you out there in Los Angeles, California, IA?
Oh, you already know, man, enjoying it. Well, not really enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hot around these parts, but for the most part, I'm enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? My summer days, summer nights, you feel me? Trying to get it in, I got to do, trying to line these shows up, you know what I'm saying? Got this battle coming up September the 8th for the L.A. Battlegrounds, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, tell us something about the L.A. Battlegrounds. What's up with that, September the 8th? What's going on with it? What's the info? What's the word?
Yeah, y'all can go search, you know what I'm saying, YouTube for the LA Battlegrounds with a Z, you know what I'm saying? And you'll find a lot of battles, you know what I'm saying, nothing but raw hip hop, that real shit, you know what I'm saying? But my boy Hip Hop Alcatraz, you know what I'm saying, throwing an event, hit me up, told me do I wanna be involved in it, and you already know me, my cocky nature, I'm like, of course. But it's going down September. It's called Cali Heat. It will be in the San Fernando Valley. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go follow me on Twitter at YAK_Ripper. And y'all can look up that flyer. Or y'all can just go follow the LA Battlegrounds on Twitter. Or follow my boy, Hip Hop Alcatraz.
Definitely, definitely. And I will be in the building for that as well. So y'all already know. Come through, show that support. This is a hip hop battle. So, Yak, what you got in store for, who are you going to be battling against, and what does he need to watch out for, you know what I'm saying? What are you going to be bringing to the table?
I'm going up against a dude named Ohms. I don't know what that means, don't know where he get his name from, but a dude named Ohms, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, just look out for, I'm going to murder him, pretty much.
Murder them. Hey, for sure.
I'm about to noodle that they ain't never seen, like, you feel me? Like, LA Battlegrounds, they got some nice MCs, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to bring some they ain't never seen, like, real raw bars, you feel me?
Straight up. Definitely, that's what's up. So you know I'm definitely looking forward to that. I will be in the building, so I want y'all to come support as well. If you are in the LA area, specifically the San Fernando Valley, which is 20 minutes from LA, I want y'all to come through and check it out. You know, I'll have more information as well. Y'all could get that info from me. Follow me on Twitter at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. And make sure you follow Yak the Ripper as well. Go on ahead and show them links out one more time, brother, and let them know how they can get in contact with you.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter at YAK_RIPPA. That's Yak_Ripper. You know what I mean? Y'all can follow my boy, Hip Hop Alcatraz, common spelling. Y'all go to YouTube, search the LA Battlegrounds, or y'all can look for LA Battlegrounds on Facebook. Shit, just go Google. You could Google me, 100. You know what I'm saying? Google Yak the Ripper. You're going to find anything you need to know about me.
For sure, for sure. And that's what it is right there. You got any requests for us tonight, bro?
Shit, anything fully loaded. Anything fully loaded.
Fully loaded? Okay, let me do this one then, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people, you know what I mean, I don't know what's going on with them. They think they got them idea light bulbs going on right now, but you know, for Lodi, they're going to have to knock a nigga lights out sometimes. That's what's going to happen at this L.A. Battleground September the 8th. You already know. So I want y'all to check out this music. They done freed my baby bro, Tiny Bingo, is out right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hear his styles. You know what I'm saying? Also, my boy Bull Deuce, that's my other brother. We got Yak the Ripper on the track as well. These are my three bros, fully loaded, going hard in the paint. Tiny Bingo, Bull Deuce, Yak the Ripper, lights out right here on Next to Blow Radio. Check, 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 check it out.
Roster Man, I'm here to tell you, Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
Ooh, the bomba clot. Yeah! Now that's how you kill somebody, my brother. You get right up on the motherfucker and BAM! Throw his brains all over the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Drop the block, baby.
Chopped up, mashed up potatoes. I be in this bitch, sorta like labels. Record deal flows, BET cable. Have a nigga bit up, disorder disabled. Make a way for me, get out the way, fool. I be so sick, I will replace you. Have your fucking contract replaced. The best bitch, something you can relate to. Have your ass lesbian, pussy kill facial. I am not the one, no Jet Li. Hit you where your neck be. You already knowin' how this text be. Knock, knock, hello. I'll be at your fucking door. Hit you with the fucking K if you fucking want it though. No mess, not holding that. And I'll be in this motherfucker taking pictures. Go to that, you go to that.
Time for bullshit, it's full clips, riding in four doors and getting at your bitch, a cold grip, some real shit, some niggas hustle, some just take shit, yeah, that's what they do, having heart will get you killed, being smart will get you rich, being a mark is being a bitch, that will switch and roll off quick, when shit get hot and streets get sick. I done seen it all. Four foes and caves get pulled and watch them fall. Leaking from the top, noodles and hot sauce. Long niggas know the deal. Hyena pack wild animals that'll do anything to eat. And make sure you know who you fucking with. Cause I'm a beast and my profile's legit. And every time I speak, niggas gon' listen to this. Yeah, they gon' listen to this. Carter, meaning I go harder, man, that's word to our fathers. If you pussy why bother? I oughta load up and see me auto and go mansion on them. Stuff them, no fraternity, it look like I was dancing on them. Number one, call me Rose, no bullshit, I'm God body. In too deep with the pool stick. Play your position, nigga. Everybody wanna be Jordan, but I'm nice around the mic. Call me pimpin', nigga. Cold killer, put your body in the freezer. I'm eager with the heater, catch your body like a diva. I freak her when I meet her, then she tie me like a pizza. Now I'm right back to the money, swipe that like a visa. R.I.P. bitch, nigga. I'm in this bitch like a dildo. Fake fuck, all about my bills though. Huxtable, leave him in a coma, now he vegetable. Professional, stay up on my lane, that's what you better do.
And there you have it. That's what I'm talking about. Fresh fly music from Fully Loaded Clip Gang. You already know Tiny Bingo, Bull Deuce, Yap the Ripper. Make sure y'all go check them on ReverbNation.com/FLClipGang. That's FLCLIPGANG. You already know what it is. You are tuned into No Good Hump Days with your boy Hocus Pocus. I am that DJ they call No Good, No Good, No Motherfucking Good. Don't you know No Good? Yo, I just want to make an announcement tonight. You know, last week I let y'all know about the showcases that we're going to be having here in Los Angeles. So if any of y'all listening in from Los Angeles, are you planning on traveling to the Los Angeles area in the near future? Hit me up. Contact me on Twitter at HPOKUS2. That's H-P-O-K-U-S, the number 2. Next to Blow Radio, we'll be having showcases right here on the West Coast. You know what I mean? For all the indie artists out there, you do have to submit the music that you want to perform, and it will be screened and selected. So just because you do music don't mean that you're guaranteed a slot. You know what I mean? We only want the best of the best. So you're going to have to submit that music. To get more details about how to do that, once again, contact me on Twitter, H-P-O-K-U-S, the number 2. Again, H-Pocus2 on Twitter, you know what I mean? Or Google me and contact me the best way you know how. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Reverb, all of those. But get in contact with me as soon as possible because the first showcase will begin in the month of October. That's a month and a half away, even less than that, you know what I mean? So get in contact with me to find out more details. You know, we got a lot of hot artists on the switchboards, you know, from the West, East, Midwest, down South. So if y'all are in other states, I really want y'all to come out here for real. You know, I know times is hard. We all trying to make some money. But come on now, this is LA. You already know this is the entertainment capital out here. You know what I mean? You don't know who's going to be in a building. So if you can make an investment to come to LA and showcase your talent with Next to Blow Radio West Coast Edition, do that for real because it's going to be live. I'm telling you, it's going to be real live. We still drawing up the paperwork. It's a legit thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be legitimate. This is not some bullshit hole in the wall house party. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the real thing. So I want y'all to all take part of this. Hit me up. Get in contact with me about it. Because October is just a couple of months away. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be here in no time. Time goes by fast. So get on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Get in contact with me. Tell me that you want to be part of this. And then show me what you got. So you can be part of this. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be live. It's going to be real live. I got a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Some things I can't announce because it has to be a surprise. But just know that y'all going to have some fun, you know what I'm saying? Not only are you going to be showcasing your talent, your performance, You know what I'm saying? You can bring your mixtape, your business cards, everything that you're going to need to network, because you don't know who's going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying? But also, you're going to just get a taste of this West Coast lifestyle. If you already own the West Coast, this is a premier location. If you've never been to Senior Fish, downtown L.A., right down the street from Union Station, 1st and Alameda, between Alameda and Central, you know what I'm saying? That's a prime location. It's very nice out there. If anybody, if y'all haven't been to downtown L.A., lately, you know, of course, every area has its bad parts, but this is an exclusive area. It's real nice out there. They call in L.A. the Little Apple. You know, New York is the Big Apple, so they call in L.A. the Little Apple. It's real done up in downtown L.A. I mean, from 10 years ago to what you see now, we done came a long way. So it looks real nice and flashy, but like I said, because this is a Next to Blow event, I'm not going to make it like the Fully Loaded performances that we had the last two, where you had to be dressed up and it was red carpet and all this shit. You could have hip-hop attire and all that shit, but don't bring no drama, because this security is going to be there and they're going to crack y'all ass. For real, I ain't playing when I talk about the security at this establishment. They don't play that. I don't care how gangster you think you is. You're going to get knocked on your ass. You come bring some shit to this Next to Blow event. You feel me? So don't play that shit. We don't play that shit. This is all business. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much fun we're going to have, this is business at the end of the day. So I want y'all to bring, treat it like a family event. We're not banning any cuss words and all of that. It is 21 and over. So, you know, if anybody is under 21 that wants to perform, get in contact with me to see if I can make some arrangements, but I don't know how it's going to go because it's a 21 and over establishment, so drinks are, of course, okay. Any drug usage, y'all can't bring that shit into this club. I'm sorry, going to have to do that at home, for real, because I'm not trying to pay no fines, because pretty much this is going to go on me at the end of the day, and I'm not about to get fined for anything y'all fucking up, you feel me? I'm a real-ass nigga, and I'm telling y'all straight up, if y'all fuck up my name and my event, I ain't got shit to do with y'all no more. So keep that shit cute. You feel me? Let's get it to another caller ready to go live. I believe this is my cousin out the 323-377. What it is like?
What up, y'all? Next to Blow Radio, this is your girl, Miss Sexy Mel B. How you doing on this beautiful HP day? What up?
Hump day, hump day. What it is like, Mel B, how you feeling on this no good hump day?
Man, I'm feeling no motherfucking good. How about that, my nigga?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get on your level because you sound like you feeling good, feeling great. Shit.
I'm going to definitely say, how about that? I'm hearing about this fabulous event. But, look, it was a great honor to hear all my family, to hear them on that song. Man, I said they belong together. They need to just keep it pushing, keep it pushing. All y'all, I'm just so proud of y'all. I don't mean to get off the subject, but I got to let y'all know. For all y'all out there working hard, keep it pushing, baby.
Straight up. Got to do it. That's the thing with a lot of people, I don't know if they know it or not, but Fully Loaded is a family, you know what I'm saying? These are all my brothers, like, for real, for real. So, we the Jacksons around this motherfucker, goddammit. We had a lot of talent just growing up in the house, you know. I never thought about being a performer or a musician or however you want to call it. It was just something that was just in our blood. We always was around the house just singing and dancing and rapping and shit like that. But now it's time to make money off of it. You feel me?
But they call it the gift. They call it the gift that you keep pursuing. It's a destiny. You don't stop.
Straight up. That's what it is. And you can't stop, won't stop. Like Mr. Peel say, can't stop, won't stop.
Right. What up, Next to Blow? I miss y'all. Don't forget, y'all still can look at your girl. Look, I'm on Instagram, y'all. Sexy Mel B, you can't get me wrong, y'all. But I will be at this performance. I will be there. I will be at the showcase. I will be there, y'all. Anybody want to come out? L.A., y'all better make it happen, make it clap around this bitch. Everybody represent, y'all better represent around this motherfucker. Indiana, y'all playing y'all the rappers, I want to see it.
for real. If y'all really with the function and the business, I want to see too. Because we hear y'all music all the time, but I want to see y'all now. I want to get the visual. I want to see how y'all going to work that crowd and rock that stage. You know what I'm talking about? For real. And not just rappers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my hip-hop heads because I love it. I really do. But if you do R&B, if you do pop music, I'm not tripping. I just want to see some good talent because at the end of the day, I don't like to put genres on music. Only thing I say is good music and bad music. So if you got that bad music, I don't want you. I don't need you. Keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? But if you got some good music on your computer or whatever, if you're not even on iTunes yet, we don't matter. We're going to still help blow your careers up because this is Next to Blow Radio for the indie artists out there on the grind. So we want to see what y'all got. Come to the West Coast. Like I said, if you're not in California, but you will be willing to travel to California, I can't pay y'all expenses, I'm sorry. But if y'all can make it to California, don't trip because I got y'all for the rest of the way while y'all here for that performance and everything. I'll show y'all around town, everything. I've been raised out here, so I know the spots to go to. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But any of my 420 friendly people out there, you know California is legal to smoke, right? I don't need to go to the dispensary. Once I get off the phone, I'm headed to the dispensary. You feel me? For real.
All right, cuz I just stopped by and holler at you though. Much love. Hey, big shout out to Next to Blow family. Keep doing your thing.
Oh, much love, for sure, for sure. And we miss you too, but you already know you still family. It's family no matter what. You Next to Blow already.
Right. Man, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it, man. I ain't stopped. I can't stop,
for real, won't stop. And you know I'm be hitting you up because you know this Harold's over here looking a little crazy now. So I'll be in contact with you, for real, by the end of the week, definitely. We're going to set something up because I got to get good fly, you feel me?
You still got that beer connected?
Yep, I ain't take that out yet. I still got that, but I start taking the other part of the hair down and shit. But yeah, okay. I still got my beard connected. My cousin went the fuck in on. I brought out a new style. You know how it took a minute for them to even realize what was going on with my shit, but I'm not going to even say it because they probably won't even be able to understand it if I told them anyway. But people was looking at me like, what the fuck, nigga? How the hell? Your sideburns is braided to your beard? Like, but I got a lot of compliments from it, so they love the style you did, for real. And I love it, too.
Well, that was my first introduction, but I got some other weird shit in my head, man. I greatly appreciate all my clients that allow me to be creative. You know, the ones that are very open-minded. I really appreciate that. I love to show my talent. Anytime I can do something different, I'm focused.
That's right. That's right. And you're very talented at what you do because, for real, I remember I had a picture. I don't have it no more, but you did one of them before after pictures of me, and my hair was all just crazy all over my head. You know, I got a lot of hair and shit, y'all. So my hair was looking crazy, but by the time she finished hooking me up, oh, man, I look like I should be on the cover of GQ, straight up.
That's how I got it. When you come in my seat, I got to spin you around. And thank you for giving me that honor. You know, my clients give me the honor, the honor, the honor, y'all. You're going to get some more pictures on Instagram. I'm going to make sure I start posting some more pictures on my hair and makeup. You know, I'm going to be pushing pretty hard, y'all. Just look forward to it.
Definitely. We out here working, for real, and that's what we got to do. That's what we supposed to do, for real. Ain't nobody else going to do it for us, shit. Why not do it?
Well, the best thing is I see my people not making a lot of excuses for themselves no more. I see them going to school, pursuing life with the understanding that you make yourself happy. So I'm just a pleasure to be a part of it and to see it grow in front of my face. As long as we keep raising our kids and teaching our kids right from wrong and staying out this jail, man, the next century going to do 1,000% better than we have. So that's all I'm looking forward to.
There we go, for real,
better
for days, real.
Better days,
every day, all the time. That's what's up. Well, it's good hearing your voice, cuzzo. I know you be on the grind doing your thing. Keep handling your business. Tell the little cousins I said, hello, what's up, what it is like.
I let
tell
them know.
Molly, I know she got things going on. We got a mom in the family. Hey.
Yeah, we're going to pursue it like if your heart can't stop beating. That's how I'm pushing her, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We coming. I just look forward to it.
That's right. For sure, for sure. All right, Cuzzo. I'll talk to you later. Love you. All
right. Love you, too. Peace.
For sure, for sure. That's what's up with it. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to everybody that's still tuned in right now. I see the 323-661-773-267. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. Let's get into my boy Curtis ENT, who, man, he started this show off the right way. We talked for like a whole hour and a half before we even played one song. That's what's up with it. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What's good with you, bruh?
What's good, brother? I'm back on with you. You know, I'm listening to the whole. I was bouncing back and forth between you and Blast Your Thoughts Radio. They was having a decent conversation too. Shout outs to them. You know what I mean? But
definitely.
I'm on your radio station right now, so shout outs to Next to Blow Radio. You feel me?
Straight up, straight up. That's what's up with it. So what's going on? What you got planned for this weekend? Like, let us know something. If you got anything, you want anything, promote anything, or
all right.
You know what I'm saying? Drop a good word in our ear one time.
All right, well, real quick, you know what I'm saying, let me give a shout-out to musicnotch.com, you know what I'm saying? They sell your music. I mean, you can sell your music, promote your music, all on there. All you got to do is go to www.musicnotch.com, you know what I'm saying? And you put your music on there, you put your pictures on there, all you promote your shows and everything, and we'll tweet your stuff out to all your followers and everything, you know what I mean? And it's free, you know what I'm saying? It's not too many companies that really do that for you. And then with them, we promo shows or whatever. Oh, hold on just 1 second. What'd you say, bro? What time it is? It's 11:08 right now. I'm walking down the street.
For sure.
Damn. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm with,
yeah.
I promo shows with them, you know what I'm saying? So we in Philly. So we got a show. I don't have all my papers in front of me because I'm not in front of the house or nothing. But I think we got a show this Saturday at the Art Garage, you know what I mean? And I think that's going to be hip-hop. I think that's a hip-hop show, I believe. I don't want to say that is, because I'm on my way inside the house right now so I can get all my papers and everything. But I believe that we're doing Art Garage, you know what I mean? And I'm working on studio. Working on some music. You know what I mean? I'm working on a lot of different stuff right now, trying to get into the acting business, the modeling industry, trying to do a lot, you know what I mean? But I'm more focused on my music right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm doing. I'm working with Music Notch. You know what I mean? I'm on the radio stations. I'm pushing my music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to push for the best and the highest. You know what I mean? Because that's all you can do. If you're an artist, you know what I'm saying? Never stop dreaming. You feel me?
Because
if once you stop dreaming, if you run into one person and they say, oh, you ain't hot, keep on pushing, because eventually you will run into someone that does like your music. You will run into a radio station that does like your music. You will get a fan base. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that you make good music and don't talk about fake things, because I hate when I hear a rapper talking about, you know what I'm saying,
talking about drink, they ain't never drunk. Weed, they ain't never smoked. Cars, they ain't never drove. Clothes, they ain't never wore.
Right, and I hate when I hear a rapper say that. I see a nigga walk down the street. He walking down the street, but he talking about he driving a Benz and he fucking bitches, but I'll never see him with a bitch. Or, you know what I'm saying? I hate when people do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always write about real things that's really going on in my life. I don't talk about things that's not going on. If you listen to the song that I have on there with you all, you know what I'm saying? The first one is Let's Just Chill. I'm talking about meeting a chick and not even knowing what to say to her, because I know every man in their life that ran into a bad bitch and didn't know what to say to her. And then you start a conversation and then you find out that she's a nice young lady and she got common sense, and then she keeps the conversation going, and then you just get into a conversation with her and you be like, damn, baby, can we just chill for the rest of the night? Can I keep on chilling with you? And then my other song is We Ain't Worried. I'm not worried about these niggas out here, yo, but the women fucking love me. You feel me? The women fucking love me, but the niggas is always going to hate. You're going to have haters everywhere you fucking go. As long as you keep on doing what you do, you gonna have haters, and the haters are the people that wanna be just like you. They mad cause they can't do the shit you do, and that's all the fuck I gotta say on Next to Blow Radio. You feel me?
Straight up. Hey, dropping that wisdom right there, for real. That's what I'm talking about, my boy Curtis E.A.T. Go on ahead, let the good people know once again, how can we get in contact with you if anybody wants to follow your music, movement, everything, the modeling, the acting, you know what I'm saying? You never know who's listening to the show as well.
Right.
Let them know
how
can we contact you.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at KURTIZENT, no spaces. You can find me on Facebook at KURTIZ816@gmail.com, or you can even go on MusicNotch.com, which I am a promoter for that company. You can find me on MusicNotch.com, www.music.musicnotch.com, and you know what I'm saying? We'll put your music on there and we'll get you going, you know what I'm saying? We got over 60,000 followers, you know what I'm saying, that we tweet to, and we got a team of over 20 people that tweet to over 60,000 people every day, you know what I'm saying? Go check it out, get your music on there, you know what I'm saying, and we gonna blow you the fuck up, just like they helping me do my thing, you feel me? Shout out once again to Next to Blow Radio, you feel me?
Shout out to you, for real. I appreciate you for tuning in. I appreciate you for giving me the topic for today, because we went in. We let a lot of people know what they need to hear, at least. Whether they want to know it or not, they needed to hear that.
Yeah, they do, because Illuminati is controlling a lot of things, and people are very closed-minded about Illuminati. Yo, if you don't believe it, go on YouTube, and YouTube, just all you got to do is put in Illuminati, and the first thing that's going to pop up, the first video that pop up about Illuminati, it's going to tell you, please have an open mind in what you are about to see, because you have to have an open mind in life about anything. It don't matter what it is. Have an open mind about it, yo. It doesn't matter if it's about God. It's about a new job. It's about your kids. You have to have an open mind, but you really have to have an open mind about Illuminati, because they control your radio, they control your TV, and they control the movies that you watch when you go into the movie theater and watch it. Believe me, just pay attention. Yo, Jay-Z, one of they motherfucking dummies. Illuminati's dummies. Kobe Bryant, one of they motherfucking dummies. What's the other guy's name? They just won the championship. What's his name?
LeBron James,
one of they motherfucking dummies. And they are going after the black people that have money because they don't want us to succeed. They want to bring us down, yo. And they don't want nobody to get nothing in life. They don't want you to know what's going on in this world, yo. Illuminati controls everything. If you don't believe it, check it out on YouTube. YouTube is a very informative place to go to and find out information. Google it. Whatever you want to do, you can find out about Illuminati, yo. And that's all I got to say for you.
Straight up. And that's real right there. Definitely do y'all research for real. YouTube it. And also go out there, go to the library and read it as well. I know in this day and age, a lot of people don't like reading and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, knowledge is power, definitely. So, you know what I mean? I get a lot of documentaries and stuff off of YouTube, too. But you have to keep in mind that YouTube is also ran by one of the Illuminati bloodlines. So sometimes, you know, the Illuminati will let you only see so much what they want you to see. I think a lot of this stuff is becoming aware of it because they want to push fear. You know what I'm saying? They want to bring fear into our lives. They want us to be scared of them. So that's why they do release some of the stuff. But they, of course, you're not going to get all of what's going on YouTube. So I want y'all to go do more research outside of YouTube as well. Go into the libraries. Go and, you know what I'm saying, talk to the elders. You know what I'm saying? The elders have a lot of knowledge and understanding and wisdom as well. And, I mean, a lot of them don't know about Illuminati things, but they can still tell you something. So seek advice from the elders. You know what I'm saying? Go into your history books. And I mean some real true life history books, not the school books, because a lot of those history books are his story, not our story. So his story is a lie. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So I'm definitely with the movement of taking out history from the school and supplementing it with our story, because I think that we need to tell our story. His story is nothing but lies. They rewrite history to fit their agenda, and I'm not with that at all. So I just want y'all to go out there, do your research, definitely check YouTube, check Google, check the internet, and then also go into the libraries when you after you find some of the links and stuff that you get from YouTube. They have a lot of references and, you know what I'm saying, bibliographies or whatnot. So you can go and do the studies yourself in the books, read the books and whatnot. And then just, like he said, have an open mind into what's going on. Don't believe everything government tells you, because government
yeah.
tells you a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, they just gonna lie to you.
It's not always
gonna...
true, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's for an yeah. agenda. They have an agenda that they, ever since, you know, before any of us were born that's listening to this radio station right now, before we were born, they had an agenda, and they're still implementing it to this day. You know, and that's the New World Order. It's really real. A lot of people think, oh, y'all be tripping. Ain't no such thing as Illuminati and the Freemasons don't. That's all just some bullshit. And some of the stuff may be exaggerated, but when you start doing the research, you will see what's true and what's not. Keep an open mind. Do your research for real.
Yeah, living here in Philly, yo, being downtown in Philadelphia, yo, if you ever watch movies about Philadelphia, whatever, and they got the city, I mean, I can't remember, they have George Washington, or I can't remember which main person they have in the middle of the city, dead smack in the middle of the city, they have a guy that's up in on top of the building or whatever. And
yeah,
what's so crazy is they have one light, only one light shining on them, and that's pointed straight at the top of his head, his brain. And because the brain is the most important thing, it's a lot of different symbols in Philadelphia. Yo, I'll be paying attention. That's one reason that I moved to Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is a very important part of United States history, and I want to find out about history. I've traveled all over the United States to all different cities, all different states, yo, and Philadelphia to me is one of the most important places in the United States of America, because this is where our freedom started, right here in Philadelphia, you feel me? And if you don't know about Philadelphia, you need to get on your Google, you need to YouTube Philadelphia, because this is where our freedom started. I can't remember the first, what was the president that abolished slavery? When he abolished slavery, he lived here. He was here. Yeah, Lincoln. When Lincoln abolished slavery, he was here. That's where food stamps come from. That's where all that comes from, because he made it to where all his slaves got a percentage of what he had. And that's why I love the United States of America. That's why I love Philadelphia, because this is where it all originated, right here. This is where all the people ran to become free. Yo, and Philadelphia is a wonderful place. I'm not even from here. Just moved here. I've only been living here for a year, but it's a very wonderful place. Sometimes you might run into some ignorant people that be on
that's
some dumb stuff.
That's everywhere, though.
But that's anywhere you go, you know what I'm saying? But Philadelphia is a beautiful state. You ever get a chance to come down here and visit it and just see, come to Philadelphia, yo. It's a beautiful place. A lot of arts, a lot of music. Music is popping here right now in Philadelphia.
Yeah. There's a lot of soulful music out there. Some of my favorite artists are from Philly.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jill Scott, you know what I mean?
Jazz and Death,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely a place. I'm actually talking with someone. It's nothing confirmed yet, but I'm trying to schedule a tour, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the locations. I think that will be the first location that we're going to go to. So I'm definitely looking forward to visit Philadelphia. I haven't been there yet, but I hear a lot of good things, and that's a place that is definitely on my list, my bucket list. You feel me?
Well, when you in town, yo, hit me up, yo. I'm always available. We can chill. I'll take you out, show you around, you know what I mean? I'm a nice person. You know what I'm saying? I'm the coolest person you ever meet, man. I get you to shut off my back as long as you don't fuck me over. Then you're going to see the fucked up side of me.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Respect
and,
that.
And I'll show you around town, man. I ain't got no problem with you. I'll show you how to get on the train. We can travel around, go meet some honeys. You know what I'm saying? Take you to some studios. You know what I'm saying? We can go to the art galleries. Whatever you want to do, I'll take you and show you around the town, man, because it's a beautiful place, man, and you're not going to be able to get through Philadelphia in one day. It's impossible. You can't even drive from one side of Philadelphia to the other side of Philadelphia in less than an hour. Impossible. You can't do it. It's that big, yo. It's big. It's like the second biggest city.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's either the second or third biggest city. I think it's New York, then Chicago, then Philadelphia, I believe so. I believe, don't count me on that, but I believe that Philadelphia is like the third. I know they're in the top five biggest cities in the United States, beautiful place, beautiful people, you feel me? It's just about where you're at. There's certain places that you can't go in Philadelphia. It's certain places you just know not to go in Philadelphia. That's in any city, that any major city that you go
to.
Oh,
yeah.
But Philadelphia is a very beautiful people. Beautiful people, beautiful city, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, I would take you, the first place I'd take you to go eat at is Max's, which is right down the street from me. Yo, Max's is very famous for their steak, man. You get one steak, yo, you pay $8, but it's going to feed two people. $8
okay.
For big old, yo, the best Philly cheese. If you ever had a real Philly cheese steak sandwich, man, it's the place to come right here. The best fucking food you can think of, yo. And I'm from the South, man. My mom and dad is from New Orleans, and I grew up in Kansas.
Hey,
Missouri,
that's where
yo.
I'm from, bro. Hey, New Orleans in the house is what I'm talking about.
My mom and dad, they from, I think, Fourth Ward, you know what I'm saying? All their life, they lived there all their life. And then my grandmother's from Alexandria. My grandfather's from Shreveport. And my cousins, they living right now. They're living in Marksville, Louisiana right now. You feel me? And then my mom and dad, they moved from Louisiana. And then we all migrated to Kansas City, Missouri. And that's where I was born, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised my whole life. But I still rep Louisiana. I still rep K-State. I'm repping Philly right now because this is where I'm at, and I'm still going to rep Minnesota, man, because I lived there for 2 years, even though it was cold as shit, man. Yo, it got like 35 below zero fucking snow up to my goddamn hip, yo. It was cold as hell.
I was clowning my boy King Ninos and Angel Work. They was telling me how hot it's been this summer. I'm like, shit, y'all should be enjoying that. Y'all always below 13 and shit.
Yo, it gets like, yo,
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I don't like the heat like that either. I think I probably could, because at least when it's cold, you can put a blanket on, a sweater or something like that, and warm up. But when it's hot, it's just hot.
Yo, bro, listen, it got so cold. This is what the news told you to do. They said, if you don't believe it's that cold, do not go outside. But if you want to try it out, boil some water in a pot, step outside and throw it outside. I did it. My dumb ass going to do it, right? I goes outside, boiling hot motherfucking water. I threw it in. By the time it touched the ground, it was froze, yo. That's cold,
damn,
my nigga. Don't. No black person need to live in motherfucking Minnesota. But I can't give a shout out because they got some beautiful motherfucking women up there, yo. You see,
yo,
right now,
shout out to my girl Angel Work out there.
Hell yeah, Minnesota's like the melting pot right now, yo. You can find every different type of people that live up there. You name it, they live in Minnesota, Minneapolis. I lived in the heart of Minneapolis, Minnesota, on the north side, you feel me, off of 27th and Girard, yo, the craziest motherfucking neighborhood I ever lived. It reminded me of being in KC and being in Compton, California at the same time. That's how crazy that shit. Well, I damn near got robbed sitting on the bus stop at 5 o'clock in the morning trying to go to work. Yo, I swear to God, that shit was crazy. 5 o'clock in the morning, it's cold as shit outside. A nigga trying to rob you. Like,
a nigga trying to rob
that?
You. Man, you better go rob you a damn cup of cocoa, motherfucker.
Yo, I love people, man, and I love Next to Blow Radio, yo, because y'all give them chances to underground artists, man, that ain't nobody giving us, yo. And what's so crazy is these people that's on the radio right now, these R&B and these hip-hop and these rap artists that's on the radio right now ain't even hot, yo.
They not.
The hottest cats that I hear right now, honestly, for real, I would have to say is Meek Mills, Drake, Trey Songz, but I'm tired of hearing his style. I want him to go back to the way he was before when he first came out with his soulful sound. He more for the young cats, even though he is young, but still, though, I liked his style when he first came out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hot R&B and hip-hop and rap artists, but to me, I'm going to give a shout-out to my nigga Money G, the Ghostwriter, yo, the hottest fucking gangster rapper out there. If you don't know nothing about him, check him out, the real Money G, the Ghostwriter on Twitter, yo. He's the hottest right now, yo. He just had a, he just came out with a, that's one reason that I moved to Philadelphia. He just came out with a CD with Freeway called Killadelphia, yo, one of the hottest mixtapes right now. Out, you know what I'm saying? They ain't really playing it on the radio because they hating on my nigga because he's from a different town, and they hating on Freeway because he's trying to come up. Shout outs to Freeway, you know what I'm saying? He on musicnotch.com also, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Freeway. Shout outs to Meek Mills also, yo, because he on musicnotch.com also with all the other artists that we got on there. We got like, I don't even know how many artists. we got on there, and we get new artists every day, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Bones Beats at the Trap House. We're going to do, oh yeah, that's another show that we got Saturday at the Trap House, 808 North 40th Street, North Philadelphia, you know what I mean? We do that every Saturday. All the greatest battlers in motherfucking Philadelphia, yo, they come down there, they put their money on the motherfucking line, yo, and they do their battling thing, yo, and I'm not even a battler, but I stand there and I record all their stuff, get their shots and everything, yo. Yo, I love them niggas, yo, because they come real with their music, yo, and they putting their heart on the motherfucking line for their money, yo. Just the other day, niggas put some money on the line, nigga, and a nigga ripped the niggas to pieces, yo. I never seen a nigga ever go in like that, yo, in my life, and I listen to freestyle. One thing that I can say about the East Coast, my nigga, on some real shit, if you ain't never came to the East Coast and heard a battle with two East Coast niggas going at it in a battle,
yeah. Lyric.
That is one of the yo, East Coast has some of the best lyricals. Let me get this out. Lyricless ever, yo, ever in time in history. Hip hop, I give it to East Coast. Hip hop is all East Coast. But gangster shit, that's where I'm from, baby. The West, nigga. We own that gangster shit. You can't take it from the West Coast when it comes to that gangster shit. But hip-hop all day long, y'all. I love hip-hop. I've grown to love hip-hop since I've been here on the East Coast because that's all they listen to here, for real. You know what I'm saying? And I've grown to love hip-hop, yo. It's like another part of me now, because hip-hop is really who black people really are, yo. We are hip-hop, yo. Music, period, is what people...
Yeah.
Just imagine, bro, if you had to live life without music, where would you be right now?
I couldn't do it. I could not do it at all. At all. I would be on a murder spree or some shit. I would not be the calm, cool, collected person you hear right now, I tell you that much.
That's what keeps me calm. Whenever I get into it with a nigga or I feel like my day going to be bad, the first thing I do is I pop some music into my ear, man, because I know that calms me down. That is your soundtrack to life, the music that you listen. If you ever want to know how a bitch is when you meet her, tell her to pop in her favorite CD, and that's what's going to tell you how she is.
Straight up.
For real shit. If you want to know how someone is, and my favorite artist, for real, is Music Soul Child, Dwelle. This is my R&B. This is what bumps in my CD. Dwelle, Music Soul Child, Jill Scott, Joe, Tank. Hold up. I can't shout out to Jamie Foxx. He just signed up with Music Nice. Jamie Foxx, that nigga make me cry. And I'm a grown ass man, dog. I don't cry for shit. But Jamie Foxx, that one song that he made about his daughter, the Angel song, yo, that shit made me cry, yo. And that's a real ass nigga. I've met Jamie Foxx in person. That is a real down the ass. He's a real man. That is a real ass man, yo. He before he even puts his music out, he lets his daughter listen to his music. Now, that's a real man, yo. If you want to meet any celebrity on some real shit, meet Jamie Foxx, yo. He's a real dude, man. He's down to earth and everything on some real shit.
That's what's up. For sure, for sure. That's what's up. So big ups to you, man. Philly in the building, you know what I'm saying? From the down south to the west, to the Midwest, to the East. You already know this is Next to Blow Radio for all the independent artists out there looking to get their music heard, their voices heard. Y'all could call us 7 days a week and voice your opinion. I really appreciate you for tuning in, Curtis, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You already know I'm a fan of what you got going on, and I really appreciate you for tonight, because for real, man, you brought a lot of awareness to the people, straight up.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know what I mean? We are in an overtime hour. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's still tuned in. I think we got like 8 callers listening in right now. That's what's up. I really appreciate y'all. I'm going to close this out. I just want to put this on blast real quick. Shout out to my boy Xavion Jaquan, who will be in next week. You know what I'm saying? His EP comes out next Tuesday. That's on the 28th of August. Retro Boy. I interviewed him a couple of months ago, and you know he's gonna be calling in to just give us the updates or whatnot next week. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday to hear what he has to say. You know what I'm saying, regarding this EP that will be out. shout out to all the independent artists on the grind. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing y'all thing. If you want to be interviewed on No Good Hump Days, that's my show that's on right now. You know what I'm saying? I will start back my interviews in the month of September. So contact me on Twitter at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. You know what I mean? Of course, mention me and tell me that you want to be part of, you want to be interviewed on the show, and we can schedule something for you. Also, if you want to be part of the showcase that will be out here in Los Angeles, California, contact me as well. Mention me and let me know that you want to be part of it, so I can give you more details on how you could submit the music that you want to be, you want to perform or whatnot, and you can be qualified, because it's not just for just because you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? There's you know, it's a process, checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? So get in contact with me again. Just Google me, HPOKUS, the number 2. It's been a pleasure talking to everybody. Shouts out to everybody that tuned in, listened off the internet, off their phones. It don't matter. Any kind of way you supporting us, I support you. I'm a supporter of supporters. You feel me? I support you. Got your back like bra straps. Straight up. But you know what? I want to let y'all hear this song from my boy Xavion Jaquan, a hot R&B artist out here in California. You know what I'm saying? This EP is about to be dope. I got to hear some of the tracks before, you know, the rest of the world did. And I appreciate them for that. But you know what? I want to let y'all hear this track right here. I don't know if he even leaked this one out to anyone yet, but you can hear it on the album next Tuesday, Retro Boy. This is one of my favorites right here. Xavion Jaquan, Kiss It Old You, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Check it out.
Come true. fell in love with you. Body, baby.
Kissing on you. Kissing on you.
I'm loving with you. Show me.